Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, sir. Y'all heard it. What can be higher than this? You know, what could be higher than this right here? Yes, sir. Brothers and sisters right here. Culture Freedom Radio Network is most definitely back in his house right here for another broadcast for you right here on this magnificent Friday night, man. In some places, it is cold. I'll tell y'all what, it is cold. It's cold. It's cold. But we're going to get it warm up in here on Culture Freedom. So y'all come on in the house and get out that cold and sit back and relax. Get your hot cup of cocoa, cappuccino, coffee, hell, whatever y'all, Jack Daniels, whatever the hell you drink or whatever, get yourself warm. Oh, yes, because this is going to be one of those topics. It's going to be one of those topics of conversation tonight. We're always thankful for you tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network, man, in the house with your brothers, that is Brother Alpha Male. Yes, sir. The Maury David Israel. Yes, sir. Rabbi David Israel and your brother, Brother Maury Ariah Israel, also known to you as Sunray 9. We are your gracious hosts right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely. And let's say one more thing here, sister, brother. Y'all can catch us and want to follow us. You can follow us right there on Tumblr. Yes, on Tumblr. It's one of the social media sites that you can follow us on right there. And Twitter, they don't call it Twitter no more, but I used to call it, well, when it was Twitter, I used to call it the little Tweety Bird site, tweet, tweet, tweet. And, man, so now they call it X. I guess they trying to take out the Elijah Muhammad, you know, just give it to X, you know what I'm saying? Unknown. That's what it is, I guess, right? Anyway, tonight we want to talk about right here tonight, brothers and sisters on Culture Freedom Radio Network. And why? This is a question. It's a question. Why Europeans so determined in making black men effeminate? Why Europeans so determined in trying to make black men effeminate? Yeah, I said it. This is going to be one of them conversations tonight, y'all. I told y'all this is going to be one of those conversations. And how this conversation come awry, I told y'all, brothers, if y'all have a topic of conversation that y'all want us to get into, talk about, something that y'all want us to present, hey, you can hit us up, brothers and sisters, with a topic of conversation. Some of y'all want us to research, and hey, y'all bring this out, you know, because everybody don't want to you know, voice their opinions on certain things, but they have some opinions. So, you know, they don't know how, maybe sometimes. But, hey, just hit us up at Culture Freedom. Y'all know we don't give a damn. We will go into it. We will present it. We will talk about it. This is, hey, this is Raw and Uncut Podcast right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network. So, like I said, so this is how this topic came about. Waiting on my brother to come in the house as well because, you know, he gave us this topic. Our brother V gave us this topic of conversation to talk about. So, like I said, if you want to have a conversation or something you want us to talk about, hey, hit us up at my email at that's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. That's culturefreedom.org@gmail.com. Just shoot us some, hey, Valaria, Sunray, whatever name y'all want to call it. Hell, I'm still the same person. Hell, these just titles. I would like, can y'all touch on this or can y'all research this to bring this out? Or, and like I said, if you want to come on and present it, hey, be our guest. Be our guest to present the information. We will be glad for you to do that. So this is what this conversation will be about tonight. So let me bring my brothers in and I'm still waiting on my brother. I told him he can come in and tell us how he came about this. But, you know, I know Dave, oh, y'all know better. Y'all better get ready. Y'all know Brother Dave is amped up and he's ready for this one right here tonight. Let me get these lines ready. Because y'all know Dave is crunk and he's ready for this one right here. So peace and shalom. Shabbat shalom to my brothers and sisters out there as well. I forgot to say the Shabbat shalom. But peace, brothers. Y'all, mics is open. Dave, I know you're ready to sure. Clean up on this one like your partner's 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah. What's up? Shabbat Shalom, Shema Yisrael, or the Nalahainu, or the Nalakhan. Or Baruchatai, the Nalahainu, Melakai, Halom, Hamotu, Lakam, and Haaretz. Say, name of Liberation Tabernacle, Yah, I, Morey, David Israel, also known, better known as the Rabbi of the Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. I greet you all with Shabbat Shalom. Like I said, you know, for me, you know, I would like to give a shout out to Morey Aria Israel, man. Thank you for everything, man. That's the other co-founder of Liberation Tabernacle, Yah. And I want to say, how the hell did you know I had me a drink? I had me a Stella.
Yeah,
how the
Stella,
hell you know I had me a Stella? It was
yes,
good as hell. But, yeah, I'm ready to tear it up tonight. And like I said, I know y'all hear Morey, David Israel. Some of y'all might say, well, he reckless and his mouth is out of hand. I don't give a damn, but I'm going to tell y'all this. Tonight, you know, and for real, y'all know y'all hear me at the tabernacle. I'll be buck wilding, but tonight, serious topic. And like I said, I'm going to be speaking on some serious things. So, like I say, you know, with that, you know, I'm going to let Brother Alpha Male introduce himself. And like I said, I'm going to mute my mic and let Brother Alpha Male introduce himself. I'm going to let Brother V introduce himself. But like I said, I'm going to come on in soon as y'all get it all right.
Yes, sir.
All right, peace, family. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
All right.
Shabbat Shalom, well, bro.
All right. Look, I'm just waiting for Brother V to do his thing, and you know, I'm excited to listen.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah. Well, actually, he hadn't even made it in yet, so we're just gonna go ahead and dive into it. He gave me a. Okay. Like I said, go ahead, then, bro. I hear you.
Nah, if he's not here yet, yeah. It's an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Which he's a lot younger than us, right?
Mm-mm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I wanted his point of view on it, because I have a couple, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of follow the direction and, you know, see what the youngsters have to say about it.
Yes, sir. But yeah. But he sent me a link to something, an article, and it's interesting. And I guess it's where he was going. That's why I asked him if he, you know, he gave it to him. And I said, well, you want to come on and tell us how you came about this or what was your, how you concept? You know, like I do, I see something sometime, might be listening to a show and it inspire me to go ahead and do a topic on it. But I can go, I just ride with this one here. Here's something, brothers and sisters. And I guess it's how the brother looked at this. In California, I mean, San Francisco, which is California, hell, in California, same thing. They have a whereas in San Francisco, they have a program called GIF, the GIF program. Brothers, so y'all can look it up. It's called the GIF program. It says guaranteed income for trans people. Is San Francisco abusing tax dollars? Now, this was an article called the networth.com, the networth.com. But they actually have an official website. I give you their website, hell. It's called giftincome.org, giftincome.org. And, yeah, there. Now, here, let me just read. I'm just going to go straight to their website called gift.org. Now, this is just abbreviation, but the thing called GIF is guaranteed income for transgender people. That's what the word GIF stands for, according to this website. Now, this is in San Francisco, you know, and y'all know the other name they really call San Francisco. You know, y'all know the name they call it, four-letter word. Y'all know it. But this is something they have right here on this stand. It has the Transgender District. Transgender District is a Tenderloin neighborhood cultural district centering on the presence of transgender people in San Francisco. It is the first legal recognized district of its kind in the world. Check it out. Founded by, I'm just going to read it how they have it, y'all. Founded by three black transgender women. Now, like I said, I had to read it like that, but y'all know I'm going to say three transgender dudes, you know, but anyway. But they have it, three transgender black women. The organization has led social change invocation both locally and nationally over the past 5 years. The Transgender District lead local, state, national transgender. See, I can't even get the word out. It ain't meant for me to say. Transgender advocacy. And focus on economic empowerment, cultural, historical purpose of preservation, and transgender empowerment. I'm just going to just skip down to some things here. They offer a lot of things, but I'm trying to get down to the part where they said they offered them the money. Oh, that's what I want to get to. Oh, shit. It ain't on this one. But let me go to the other website. Make sure he's not on right fast, too. But there was another website was actually bringing this up, asking him, you know, talking about their, it's called Judicial Watch. It said Judicial Watch revealed that San Francisco direct tax dollars goes toward black and Latino they people there, y'all, them Latinos, just for the record, just messing with they. Black and Latino transgender individuals through the guaranteeing economic of transgender. Well, this is Judicial Watch is making this known how they're giving money. It says here, it says, what is the GIF program? The GIF program was set up to provide financial support to those who identify as transgender and extremely low income. It says 30% an area of median income, approximately less than $28,000 per year for a person for a household of one person. I'm trying to see here, get to this part. It says the document revealed that the GIF program has been using taxpayers' funds to provide $1,200 a month for up to 18 months to low-income transgender individuals in San Francisco. Damn, they get $1,200 a month. Damn, okay. Just because they're transgender and things of this nature. Now, it says they give it to blacks and Latinos. And but there are certain things that they just some things in here that they program that they provide for the transgenders as well in his program. So I'm just trying to see here. God damn it, I'm trying to get to the part. There's a long little article of things they okay, I'm trying to get to some part here. It says like one thing here, they provide assistance in medical assistance, holistic care, a gynecologist, and sexual health care, mental health services, case management, crisis response services, financial literacy training, and a workforce development service, and an outreach and harm reduction service. And then they had it where you could enroll. You know, they had an application if you enroll it, so you can get if you want to have the funding. But they actually now stopped the applications. And I seen something that was up to at least, I think, I want to say 50 people that they was taking applications for, only like 50-some people, I think it were, that they was taking these applications. So the applications have stopped now. But, yeah, they have a district. They say they have a district called the Transgender District in San Francisco. But now, even though this topic is saying, that's why I say sometime, brothers, and I'm going to throw this out, because even though the topic says European, why do Europe are so determined in making black men effeminate? Now, we're going to get into a lot of this, though, but that's why I say sometimes, y'all, I stop blaming a lot of, you know, as we say, the Europeans for a lot of shit, because like I said again, sometimes we got to look at black folks being involved in doing a lot of bullshit themselves. You know, ain't nobody got to really just make us, like a lot of black folk, do shit. Because, like, again, who started this? Who found this? Just like the group Black Lives Matter. Who funded Black Lives Matter? Three black lesbians. Now, who founded this? Three black dudes. Well, before we get in trouble, I know we don't give a damn. Three black transgender dudes, women, whatever the hell. That's what they call them now. I'm just reading an article. But, yeah, anybody, y'all got something y'all want to throw in here. Now, they get $1,200 a month, and but it's a program to help them. So they yeah, I got something, bro. Now I think that's what the brother was saying. Oh, okay, I got to throw this out. Now when we was talking, he did say something about it's like, man, I wish he would have came in. He can speak to this, but he was saying, it's crazy how the government, damn, I forget what he said, this man. God damn it, let me go here. I want to find what he said. He says, I was thinking about this topic. Damn, it was somewhere we was looking at this. Forgot what he was saying. But he was saying something about how they will fund, the government will fund you to be a homosexual. They give you money to, you know, for to be the homosexuals, but they won't give money for other programs. Like if you're not, you know, homosexual, I really want to find his comment, but he was mentioning this. But yeah, y'all brother got something y'all want to throw in here. Let
me see. Well, you can take it a little further than that, because even the women's movement, that was a group of dykes that started that. Margaret Sanger with Planned Parenthood, she was a dyke.
Damn.
Yeah, so it's always been, you know, they, Barack Obama, I mean, they put these faggots and dykes in front of you pretending to be normal. And then before you know it, they done pulled a three-card molly on your ass.
Yes, sir.
You know, so, I mean, that's the norm. But here's what I got to say about all that shit.
Yes, sir.
The only reason it survives and thrives is because of black women.
Because
they accept that shit, they nurture that shit, and will fight me because I ain't for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's the problem right there. I mean, why the fuck do you think when they came over the welfare program, they only gave it to the women and they had to get the fuck, they had to get rid of us. You know, so it's no different. You know,
yes,
and black women keep accepting this shit. I mean, they keep black women overwhelmingly vote Democrat when they know Democrats are fucking straight black men over, and they just don't give a fuck. They'll vote for them anyway because they don't give a fuck about you. You know, so it's so many things tied to this, not just this one topic. And that's why I wanted Brother V to go ahead and, you know, lay down how he saw it, so we could add the other pieces to it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's what I asked him. He can come in, and so he might not come in. So, yeah. Brother LJ, peace to Brother LJ. I know he's just listening in via, you know, phone. Brother LJ, have you heard about this program called the GIFT program? I know you're out in the Bay Area. Have you heard about this program called the GIFT program in San Francisco? It says it's in San Francisco. It's called the Guaranteed Income for Transgender People. Have you heard about this this program out there, brother? So, yeah. And they're saying that they give them $1,200 a month in financial aid up to 18 months for transgender people. They say it's a district now. It's a district out there for transgender people that they have, you know, to help fund them. Okay, let me see my brother. He said, no, sir. No, sir. Yeah, that's I had to send you that information, brother. I thought I should have sent it to you earlier. Yeah. But, yeah, it's something else. But, yeah, and there's something else, though, but, okay, you have to look it up. Yeah, I'll make sure I send it to you, brother. I'll make sure I send it to you now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Hey. What's that, brother?
No. It's Kansas City, too.
Oh, Kansas City got it, too?
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Hey. So what I was going to say is, okay, so y'all already know what I'm going to say about that. So, you know, when I look at that, right, so that organization, now I'm going to go back to that article. Because y'all know Brother Dave was homeless at one time. Everybody know that shit. I was out there. So something in the article that I saw, that I was kind of, was interesting. Let me go to the...
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, can I read this definition before you get started?
Yeah. Go on ahead.
All right. The Kansas City GIFT program is described as a racial wealth gap, right? Now, like in segregated cities in the country due to practices of redlining that began in the 1920s, according to 2017 city data. Poverty rates for residents east of Troost Avenue are 36% to 75% of these residents are black. Now, their banner is identical to the banner of the one in San Francisco. So I think what we're seeing is another hijack. So the Kansas City GIFT program is to help black folk. The San Francisco piggyback, they made it specifically for body dysmorphia people, like people that want to cut off their limbs and shit like that.
Yeah.
So if you look at both of them, these are two different things, but it's been hijacked once again.
Damn. Yes, sir.
So I'm done, Dave. Sorry about that, but I just had to clarify that because once I brought up Kansas City, I didn't want to just leave it out there like that.
Yes, sir. You're doing the knowledge, brother. That's good. That's good information. Yes, sir. Where you go, Dave?
I'm here.
Okay.
So, so what I was going to say is, okay, let me go to this article on their website. My foot is hurting like hell. So, right there, it said the Transgender District on their website. It says, let me go down to this. Let's go down to this. So it says right here, it says, I don't know where it was. Okay, right here. It says the Lyon Martin Community Health Service on their website. It says, Lyon Martin Community Health Services' mission is to provide high quality and compassionate and trauma-informed medical gynecological and mental health care service to trans, non-binary, gender non-conforming intersex communities assist gender women with specific sensitivity to LGBTQA sexual orientation, disability, race, ethnicity, and language, regardless of immigration status or ability to pay. Lyons Martin Community Health Service will provide wraparound peer-led service such as gender-affirming primary medical, holistic care, gynecological and sexual health care, mental health service, case management, crisis response service, financial literacy training, and workforce development service, and outreach and harm reduction services to enrollees. So on their website, what I wanted to point out was, and you kind of went there earlier, about their Latinos. Mm-hmm. Now, it says, with specific sensitivity to LGBTQ sexual orientation, disability, race, ethnicity, and language, regardless of immigration status or ability to pay. Now, when I hear that shit right there, one thing that I have an issue with that, as far as, even with LGBTQ issues, is I don't know if y'all remember, a couple of years ago, and I'm glad you brought that up about them pushing that about the Latinos, Latino trans women or whatever it is. So when a couple of years ago, and I don't know, you can find this interview, Malik Yoba did an interview, because Malik Yoba, he was one of my favorite, him and Michael DiLorenzo, who were both allegedly lovers, they had on New York Undercover, they played drag queens up there, but he did Malik Yoba was always on the down low. Everybody knew that. He was kind of like, Eddie Murphy, who they say allegedly got rid of his transsexual who exposed him. Now, listen at this. This is what I want to do, Maury R.B.I. I need you to find that interview. He did it. Malik Yoba did an interview where he came out about, loving trans women or whatever, his love for trans women. In that whole interview, I think Carmen Carrera, it was Janet Mock, it was some other girl was up there, some trainee or whatever, sissy nigga in dress was up there. And the whole time, they kept going black and Latino trans women. Now, this is something I have an issue with. This is something I have a fucking issue with. Now, y'all know I was homeless at one time. And this is something that I talk about all the fucking time. I don't give a fuck what y'all say. I'm glad you put that up about the California Bay Area, them being in that place in Kansas, too. Because in Virginia, I'm in VA. Now, when I was homeless, and I brought this up to REI when he told me he wanted to talk about this. Okay, being a heterosexual straight brother that's Hebrew, okay, I hear, when I was homeless, I see plenty, especially down here in VA, homeless black LGBTQ, whole bunch of them. You know, they had a LGBTQ shelter for them down here in VA. You know, now in that shelter that I would go to would be weekly shelter, where they would send us off to church and sleep in, whatever, at night. Then we get up, go to work, and we work. Now, I seen plenty of black LGBTQ. I'm promoting black bulldoggers, black trannies, but something, you know, when they say they don't discriminate with regards to immigration status, but I never seen no homeless Latino transsexuals. I never seen them, and I never seen no homeless white transsexuals. Only homeless LGBTQ people I've seen was black ones. I'm talking about black Shenane from Martin looking fucking trans. You know, these hey girl, you know, walking around, you know, Madea, Tyler Perry type motherfuckers, 6'4" with a motherfucking a grandma wig on. You know, yeah, I'm sitting up there like, y'all niggas, and I'm being serious. I had one brother who, and he claimed he was Hebrew. It's crazy, you, Maury Ari, I want you to play, find that Malik Yoba video, him being on the Breakfast Club, and also find the one, and play that dude talking about he was gay, black, and Jewish that you sent me yesterday, too. Now, I'm going to tie this shit in. It's funny that you sent me that because I had, you know, I hear a lot of, you know, Israelite brothers saying, you know, you ain't never going to, you know, find no homeless Israelites. I'm going to tell you something. I was a homeless Israelite, but guess what? There was, and I hear some brothers say, you know, you know, you ain't gonna see no a black homo too damn. How about this? A brother who I used to, you know, they was a little homeless ministry. They used to feed the homeless, you know, that we would go to in the daytime on Sunday down here that I would go to when I was homeless. How about this? I'm glad you sent me there about the gay black Jewish guy. I want you to play that one also. I had two openly gay black brothers who followed the Shabbat, who knew that there was Israelites. I'm being serious. I'm being serious. Straight up. I was like, and one of the guys, I couldn't believe when he said he was a homosexual. I was just like, both of these brothers, I'm talking about, knew the Torah more than me. When I hear some of these brothers, man, you know, them sisters and them gays don't know shit. I'm being serious. I used to go to a weekly shelter with two homeless gay dudes who knew that there was Israelites. They followed the Shabbat. I'm talking about the brother followed the Shabbat more than me. I kid you not. I kid you not. You abuse women. You don't have to be in your sweat of friends and all this shit. Tell me that bar from the boat. Call them gay Israelites.
Date, you going low.
Can't hear me?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, but yeah, it was two openly gay dudes that was homeless with me. That was openly gay, and they knew that they was Israelites. I'm being serious. So, yeah, and I asked them, brothers, I said, well, if you gay, homeless, you know, and you know you were Israelite, why don't you go to the gay shelter? Because they have an LGBTQ shelter down here. And I would ask myself, why y'all go there? you know what they'll say? Them white gays don't respect us. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of these black gay people, and I'm going to be honest, black trans women, y'all niggas need to get out of all that shit that parading around being the forefront for that shit. Because I'm going to tell you something. Them white gay LGBT people, they don't give a damn about no black trans women. They don't. Y'all Wesley Snipes from Too Wong Fu. You remember that movie Too Wong Fu with Wesley Snipes? He dressed up you know, I'm being serious. These motherfuckers, they know. Them people don't care about them. I'm being serious. And a lot of y'all, you know, I'm not taking up for no black transsexuals. Dave don't like trannies, okay? Don't put me in no Malik Yoba category. I'm not into that shit, okay? Follow strictly tour. I know what to do, you know? So I'm being serious with you. These black transsexuals, no. These white men that are being transsexuals, when they go to jail, they get their hormone treatments. You know, black transsexuals, they don't even give them hormone treatments in the prison system. They don't. I'm being serious, they don't. You know, I would tell them more, I say, you know, it's a high number of, and some of y'all might think this is weird for me saying this shit, but there's a high number of black transsexuals being prostitutes. I'm being serious, especially down in Virginia. There's more black transsexual prostitutes that have to sell their body just to keep their lifestyle going, that know they ain't getting no funding for that shit that they rapping. So, yeah, I want you to play that clip with Malik Yo.
I got it ready.
And also play one about the gay black Jewish guy, because, like I said, I was homeless with two black gay Jewish dudes. So, and I was shocked. They knew Hebrew and everything.
Yeah.
I like,
think the other one might be a little bit too long. The gay rabbi, I think his might be video pretty too long. I think it is. I had to look.
Yeah, play him though.
Here go Malik Yoba right here. When he was on the Breakfast Club. Let's see. Make sure you can hear it right fast. Let's see. Oh shit! Hold up. This might not be it.
DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy.
Can you hear it? Oh, first of all, can y'all hear it, brother?
Good morning. Now, last week, Charlamagne and I were...
can you hear it, Dave?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Oh, God, gotcha.
Story, Angela Yee was out in our Central Pay.
Yes.
And right. Charlamagne and I were confused with different things that we can say, different things that we can talk about when we were talking about transgender. We were talking about a story from Malik Yoba, who's here. And he called me and said, Envy, I want to come and I want to have a conversation.
It's not about coming out. It's about stepping up and saying, yo, black man, when Mr. C... when people want to shame Mr. C, or they want to shame Eddie Murphy, they want to shame a Teddy Pendergrass, they want to shame folk because of their association with folks. I just felt like, who else is going to be willing to put a target on their back?
Now, I don't think Eddie Murphy ever stepped up, though.
No one has. That's my point.
Oh.
That's my point. And I don't want to be long-winded here because we got a lot of guests. But
the conversation came because I guess you did an interview and out of the interview, it said that you were attracted to transgender
women. And you know what? So my first experience, I was 16 years old in the club. I meet a woman named Carmen Extravaganza. I had no idea who she was. I just saw this fine Puerto Rican chick in the corner talking, and she opens her mouth. I was like, wow. And I leaned in. I was like, who are you? Where are you from? And that was the beginning as a 16-year-old. You go, what the hell does that make me? And there was no language. Who do I talk to? Because you talk to your boys, they're going to clown you.
Right.
You're like, yo, what do you mean? I'm like, no, but this is a human being. Like, she says some really interesting things. I make a post and people think it is their responsibility to call me gay. And but I, which I understand.
Which there's nothing wrong with.
I agree. Right. I agree. But it isn't me.
What do you consider yourself?
What do you consider yourself?
He's a cisgender man.
No, I asked him what he considers himself.
I guess great based off.
You guess? Yeah. So there's a gray area there.
No.
What is?
You just said yes. You guess.
I'm straight.
But here's the thing. So let's. I'm not comfortable taking on the term of queer because I don't think there's anything queer about me. I live in a world.
It could be a political stance.
It's a political.
It could be a political stance as well.
So I consider myself a heterosexual male that loves women. Period. End of story. I'm not attracted to the male aesthetic. I am not attracted to men. Thing is, black men out here who are loving trans women who are afraid to stand up and talk. Yeah. I am your guy. Okay. I can't tell you. I've never had thousands of Instagram fucking DMs from all over the world. Russia, Philippines, Brazil, London, Canada, famous dudes. Famous dudes hit me up. Yo, Malik, I don't know how you did it, bro. I don't know how you did it, but please. So back in the day, where I would have to go to find out about the trans community was to the balls. Mm-hmm. People could listen to this. They can watch the video. They can go online. They'll still be like, yo, fuck you.
Right, they will.
And so we know we're not doing this for them.
Right.
We're doing this for one of the people that reached out, a friend of mine. Actually, it's Data, Dominican chick from uptown. I haven't seen her in about 7 years. She hit me on the gram with a picture of her daughter, who's less than 10. It used to be her son. It's very painful when you sit in this eye of the storm and people come for you. And when you talk about black women, I'm talking about black men, like my fraternity. Well, my former fraternity, I'm going to blow them up right now. Phi Beta Sigma. We had an executive director murdered like that young woman you're talking about. He was gay. He was running for public office in Louisiana. Because we don't have a culture, even within an organization like Phi Beta Sigma, that slogan is culture for service and service for humanity. You have a gay leader who has to then go and live in the shadows, make poor choices based on that. And he was murdered like that young woman.
Mm.
No one stepped up
as brothers.
And, as brothers. And so as I've gone through my storm recently, those brothers didn't step up for me. They stepped away. Mm. And so and they publicly acknowledged that.
Well, they said something publicly?
They did. They went public.
Malik, a lot of brothers in New York, I heard it this week, they was like, we always knew Malik was into trans women.
Trans attractive.
And they
that's
was like,
just so were they. That's
and,
how they
yeah,
know.
And it was like, no big deal.
That part. You missed that part.
Yeah. And it was like, no big deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whether people know or not, I mean, it doesn't, what does that mean? It means I love women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone knows Malik Yoba loves women. Malik has had a lot of women. I love women, period, of the story. And I can tell y'all, I feel like the freest nigga in America.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, that's why most people hate us, to be clear.
Let me tell you something, bro.
Yeah.
You know, that was the one secret of my life. The one. That was it. No other shady nonsense. That was it. It was important to me because I feel like a lot of trans men are left out of this conversation.
Yeah, and we haven't said much about gender.
We don't
binary
talk about
people.
That binary people or any of that stuff. And it's so anyway.
But
I just thank y'all for giving
the moment.
I love black gay men. I just they're hilarious, they're smart. I just do. I don't know what to tell you.
I think they're all different. It's not
and I'm also a little confused because a lot of them call me cis. So I don't know if it's because of cisgender.
No,
or...
sissy. They call you sissy. That's short.
No, that's not right. No, that's got to be a slur. Don't stick up for me. Don't let him talk to me like that.
Hell, all of them homosexuals. Hell, Charlemagne to fuck them.
Did you hear that faggot ass shit? I was sitting here, man. I was like, you can say whatever you want to say and call yourself whatever you want, but you're a faggot. Like, who was that? Riley always said, man, that shit is gay.
Yeah. You sound just like him, too.
Hey, you know what?
Damn.
You know
I need
what?
To find that sound,
Mike. you know what's so crazy about that? And even with Charlemagne said, if I forgot who it was who got out of jail, if Tekashi 6ix9ine got out of jail, he'll suck his dick. Charlemagne said that. Yeah. You don't remember that shit?
I don't fuck with that shit, but that's some shit to say that.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna see you something, Ariane. I want you to play this shit. I want you to play something real quick, cause this is going. I want you to upload this shit, cause I'm like butt out about Charlamagne Sam Gay, cause in that interview. Something you gonna be shocked at. Just click that link and play that, Aria.
Well, did Malik tell him that they call him sis because he's a sister?
Yep, yes sir.
I mean, he pulled his cards right there. You know, either you know what they got two terms that I've seen in real life. They'll call a motherfucker either sis or auntie. Or they'll call you a nigga. Now the nigga is the dude that they know this motherfucker in no way shape form or fashion is a factor. But a sis they sure of, and auntie, you got tendencies. So they just called him a faggot. They just called him a faggot right on the air, and he tried to you supposed to defend? No, can't defend the real.
And why would it, like I said, if his gay men or gay whatever hell calling him sis, they like I said, they saying they looking at him as part of the damn community did. What's calling? They calling another dude sis. Come on, they trying to say he's a homosexual too. He know it.
Hey, look, but he said it. He said, Charlamagne, are you gay? That's part of the interview. He said, Charlamagne, are you gay?
Yeah, because if you look at the Breakfast Club, and I'm gonna get that clip, Dave. I got it. But if you look at the Breakfast Club in their studio behind them, where they sitting behind them,
they got a rainbow flag.
There you go, got rainbow flags, all that shit are all behind them. Now, which one of them on there is supposed to be gay? Neither one of them really say they're gay. What the fuck you got all them flags behind you and all that shit for? You know, that's that equality. Let me play two clips. Right, I'm gonna get I gotta find this soundbite. I'm trying to look for that alphabet. I can't find it. When you said rally, man, that's gay. I can't find it now. I need this soundbite. But he go quick.
Maybe you gay.
Yeah,
you about
he go a quick one. Let me find you a day.
Stone it.
Hold on, let me see.
That make me gay. Stone it. Yep. I know it's wrong, but I really want my own room. Take it easy on the granddad. He's just trying to come to terms with it. Granddad, I think I might be.
It's okay, son. I know.
I might.
Oh,
it's okay. It's okay.
Gay
boy, how did that be? How did that
be? Now, he's crying because he it must not be good. Let me find it. I had never looked at that one, but it was an episode where he was like, thought he was gay. Let me find yours right there, brother Dave.
I make a post. Hold on. And people think it is there.
It's the same one, ain't Dave, with just another one.
It's another one, the one I just sent you.
Okay, I got you.
Responsibility to call me gay, which I understand.
Which there's nothing wrong with.
I agree. But it isn't me.
What
right?
do you consider yourself?
I just. Will you consider yourself? Will you consider yourself?
This same one day.
No, I said what he considers himself.
But he said he.
I guess straight.
You guess.
He saw.
You guess.
He saw.
You guess.
Yeah.
So there's a gray area there.
No.
What is
you just said? Yes.
You guess.
You guess.
You guess.
Guess. You guess.
I guess I'm straight.
Yeah.
I guess I'm straight.
Yeah.
I guess I'm straight. I'm straight.
But here's the thing. So let's.
No, no, no. Let you know until you know it.
Am I getting another one?
One thing about this is, you know, I was hearing there was a video, and it was somebody was talking about like these rappers like Nas X, and all of these type of things. It's like a lot of them are not actual gay, and I think that's why Brother V was kind of wanting to point this out, because like it's like a lot of them, man, they getting somebody had said a lot of these people, and I don't think it was a transgender that actually said it. It was a Twitter video that they was talking about. I think that's the video when Nas X came out, you know, lap dancing on Supposed to Be the Devil or whatever. And he was saying, and I think it was a transgender saying that a lot of these people, they are not actual, you know, they say in the word gay. I'm just going to use the word homosexual. But they pay to be gay. So they're paying a lot of them. They get paid to be gay or some shit like that, how you say it. It's paid to be gay.
Gay for
pay. They're not. Yeah, gay for pay. There you go, Dave. Yeah, they gay for pay. And it's almost, even what we see, even saying about this transgender funding, you know what I'm saying, without them, and a lot of things, like say, even on Charlamagne, them, and, you know, they scared. Well, I ain't going to say they scared, but hey, a lot of them, like, they are like they are anyway. And that's why they, and you notice, that's why they syndicate them. People don't think about it. That's why they syndicated their goddamn radio station in the fucking first place. Because they come down here in Memphis, they had their own, like, breakfast, not breakfast club, but like, you know, something like what they do here in Memphis. They cut their show and put Charlamagne them on down here. Down here in the radio. They cut these guys' program and shit and scattered them all around somewhere. They've been on Memphis radio for years, had their television show. I mean, not their television, the radio show. Dude named Mike Evans in the morning show. That was it. They had their own morning show. It was called Mike Evans in the Morning. They did comedy, all type of shit on there. You know, some ignorant shit, you know, like Steve Harvey, I'm a little bit, but not, I can't stand Steve Harvey, by the way. But anyway, they had their own thing, but they, I know, like, they took them off and they syndicated with the Breakfast Club, and that was all for a reason. So they can actually propagate and promote that bullshiggity, the shit they putting out. You know, so yeah, man, it is a lot of this. Gay for pay. And like I said, we even seen about this district and a lot of things like, okay, I remember somebody was talking about these, like even with these wars. Now, they have money, right? They have money allocated for these goddamn wars. Billions of fucking dollars they're sending to the Ukraine. They've been sending to Israel for the longest. Now they finna try to get some more money. They're trying to advocate getting more money. They've already been sending Israel a billion some fucking dollars already. But now they talk about trying to get some more billions, way in the billions, to send Israel some more money. But the motherfuckers are always, when we got our brothers and sisters, be talking about reparations is out here. I forget the name of those, what's it, 80-something, whatever this group, they're trying to, you know, trying to get reparations. Oh, they ain't got no money for that. See, that all of a sudden, when funding that they need to fund, oh, they don't have no money for that shit. But when you come up, like, say, well, it's transgender, we need, you know, some funding, a program. Oh, okay, we got, not all of a sudden, they can find some money to support the transgender district, the transgender this. Well, let black folks start talking about reparations or some kind of programs that just help empower the black Americans. Oh, we ain't got no money for that. But then you come right out, goddamn it, next week. Oh, we got to send a billion some dollars for Ukraine. Well, hold up, motherfucker. Where you getting billions from? We got to pay for that. Motherfucker, hold up. If you ain't got no money to give to us, which we got to pay taxes on them motherfucking billion that you giving away anyway. Hey, but goddamn, hold up now. See, so it's even with that, like the trend, they got money to fund them. Now, if that just, because it's certain things in that gift program that I looked at. What they're certain things I will say, I looked at this program and I was like, you know, in a way I was like, God damn. Now I'm not with the transgender thing, y'all. Hell, I ain't like Malik Yoba. But it's some things that they're getting funded for. Now I'm not like no not a healthcare, I would say like certain things like health care, mental health issues, case management, crises, respond issue, financial literacy, work development programs, outreach program, and harm resolution services. Now that a lot of stuff right there, and disability programs. They got something we're dealing with, whether it's a language, regardless of something, immigration status. Okay, they are. But anyway, it's a lot of things. Some things in this program, I'm like, God damn, this some shit that non-homosexual people in the black community need to be putting some programs together and trying to, you know, get done. I'd be like, God damn, it's kind of hard to speak to only this, some of it, you know, but I understand. I said, but God damn, this something we need to be having to not homosexuals to be getting done in our community, like some of these programs. But just to show you, if they did, like I said, would they give them the funding like they did because of these homosexuals? And then one thing, I'm going to let y'all brother jump back in. I mean, I hear a lot of this shit they be keep talking about trans women. As they say, trans women are getting murdered, because I heard this somewhere the other day. Oh, man, trans women getting murdered. There's a high rate of trans women getting murdered. When they say that, it goes back to what Dave was saying earlier. When they always say that, I notice they keep talking about black men. When they talking about there's a high rate of transgender, everything they were talking about is transgender, about the transgender this, trans. They're talking about so-called black people, especially with this trans shit. It's always the black people. They're using, and I think, again, as we said, they're using black people again as the fucking scapegoat. You're the forefront for all of this shit. Once again, they're using the black people. Just like they put the woman they had on Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown, the motherfucking woman who didn't even know. Now, she's a woman now, but she don't even know what a woman is. She got, what, two children or something? But she can't even tell you what a fucking woman was. I mean, what a woman is. So, you know, it's just stupid shit they got black people as the forefront for. Again, gay for pay, pushing gay for pay. But go ahead, Ramil. I hear you, brother.
Yeah, but it's like I said earlier. The original organization was strictly for black folk. That's why they took it and replaced black folk with faggots. That's why some of the stuff in it makes sense to you. And that's how they keep duping people. And like I said earlier, if I was interested in the gift program, right? And I'm going out and I'm telling people in my city, yo, you know, if you were a victim of redlining, this, that, and the other. But I give them the acronym, GIFT, right? Mm-hmm. But what do they pull up when they go on the internet? Not what I'm talking about. Yes. They're going to pull up the homo shit and be like, yo, fuck that. And they'll never go any further, right? Yes. So then later you're going to hear that they did put a program in place for black people, but black people didn't support it. That's the trick right there, because they made a carbon copy of it and replaced black folk with fag folk, and ain't no black folk gonna deal with that. So that's the trick.
Damn. You know? And the cold part is, like I said again, now this supposed to have been three black men, or it's almost a kind of black men. I don't know, that word trans is tricky, because they said women trans. But anyway, it's three-something that was started by some black folk, as they claim. So I wonder, was it actually started by black folk? San Francisco. They saying it was three black, three black women, or three black trans women that started in California. That's what they say.
It should be nice. I'll say three homos. Shit.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I'm gonna point out something to you too. Now, I know, you know, Alpha Male. I know your sister-in-law Michelle Obama by your brother Justice. You know, Obama you know, Justice's wife, Ed Tubbs and Obama. You know, he came into office pushing the goddamn LGBT shit. You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that?
He sounded like Malik Yoba.
Ask your brother Justice, his girlfriend or boyfriend Michelle Obama, that he likes so much. She looked just like a dude. And Obama was a pushing the shit. You know that? I wish Justice was on right now. He can come out and tell us some new policies that his wife's ex-husband, Obama, was pushing. Because, like I said, Obama, they use his so-called black African ass to push these policies. You notice that? We want to talk about pawns and shit. Hey, I don't know if Bianchi on the line. I don't know if Justice on the line. Come on, give us some of these facts.
Ain't no need to go in the trash can looking for trash.
Hell no.
I know you like drama and shit, but
go
ahead, Dave.
But he say he like Michelle Obama though. Remember that?
But see, I'm gonna be honest with you. I blame the black community for that. Like I said, we can talk all night about how fucked up these liberals are.
Yes,
we can tell them everything these liberals pass that fucks us around. We can tell them how liberals like to kill babies and they all for this Planned Parenthood and shit. We can tell them how they'll never get reparations because they're Democrats. And you know what they're going to do tomorrow? They're going to say, fuck you, I'm going to vote for Democrats.
Yes, sir.
So really think about who your enemy is when you walk out your door.
That's why I looked at when I was reading this article, and when a brother gave me the title, and I kind of said, well, it's kind of hard to even say to blame the white people, because when I read the damn thing, it said it was funded by three blacks, and you know who started that and got the program. So I'm like, God damn, it's hard to, you know, sometimes like what I said. That's why we thought I've been looking at this thing. You say with the more signs and Prophet Nordrew Ali been talking about the higher and lower self. He said, you know, that devil, whatever you're looking for, is in self. So a lot of this shit, man, is in them. Because, like, we know that we've been having, even in the black community, it's like it ain't white folks just making black people gay. We've been having this. But it's like I was talking to a sister and brother, we was on the Oculus last night. And she was saying how in the black community, you know, it's all like certain conversations and a lot of shit have been taboo in the black community. Even when, you know, the black woman back in the days when granddad or dad or pop them was out cheating, messing around. You know, mom and grandma wouldn't say shit because they wanted to just hold that family together. She might have been going through it, you know what I'm saying, knowing what he out there doing. But she kept her mouth closed. And like the sister was saying, you know, I wish they had talked about a lot of this shit, you know, because they had talked about it. Then me growing up, I would have been able to understand a lot of the stuff and it would have helped me. She said, but they kept a lot of this shit in. They kept smiling about it. That a lot of shit, even though they was going through. So it was like, and even in the homosexual community, we know we've been having motherfucker like, look at it, in the music industry. I just learned about a lot of these, some of these people who were homosexual. We had Jermaine Stewart, what's the dude name, Dave, you said, goddamn Sylvester. We had a lot of them motherfuckers homosexual. But it's like,
They say your cousin Al Green was the reason why his wife pour hot grits on him was because of the fact that she walked in and caught him with a damn tranny.
Damn. He caught them grits. Yeah, so this shit been going on. Like, so it ain't, they ain't really made us like this. Not black people like that motherfucker. Black folks been doing this shit, but it's like now, and that, now they just coming out even more with it. They just coming out now because, like I said, black people kept a lot of shit hid, you know, but now they just, like they said, they coming out now. They just coming out. And then and white folks are you, now I will say the Europeans, again, as we say, they using the black gay community. They using the hell out of them for, you know, whatever. I don't know what the whole plan is, but they using them to push them out in the front. But a lot of black motherfuckers, they've been gay. They've been homosexual. That ain't fucking really nothing new. I tell you what. Because, like, you know, you in the prison system, motherfuckers, who's majority in there? They got what the dude, man, the booty bandit, the booty warrior that was on that thing. They even made a little skit on him on the boom.
Police Johnson.
Yeah, Fleet, there you go. Man, look. A lot of this shit go down in the penitentiary and shit for real. Been going down a long time. You got black motherfucking men in there raping and assaulting, sexual assaulting black men forever. That shit been going down. Been going down. But it ain't been no story.
That shit started as slavery.
Hey, Alpha Male, I'm glad you brought that shit up. During the now, I'm gonna bring out something you said about slavery. Do you know during the Arab slave trade? I know y'all gonna go on stone day because you know what's going on right now. I know you're gonna stone me after the show, Aria, but you know I'm gonna talk shit about them Arabs. Them Arabs used to castrate black men and have sex with them. That's where sex changes really come from. Yeah. Prophet Muhammad used to castrate a lot of his male slaves. He castrated Bilal, matter of fact.
Y'all could have made him a eunuch.
Yep. Oh, yeah. But you said used to. They still doing that shit. Mm-hmm. They take these little boys.
Mm-hmm.
And cut off their genitals, and they have them as slaves. I mean, that's why I always ask motherfuckers when they say, "Well, since slavery ended," I'm like, "Well, please tell me when the fuck did it end?" You know, they're talking about, well, the Emancipation Proclamation. Well, it changed ownership, but it didn't get rid of slavery. I mean, if you read the details, it transferred your ass to private ownership to state ownership. That was it.
Uh-oh. I got to take this on a deeper level. Now, I know everybody don't subscribe to the Bible. I got to throw this in here, right? Just think about this one day. We say the true Jews or Israelites were black. So if we go with that notion. We're going to go with this. And we say that the Bible.
Sodom and Gomorrah was black.
You're helping making the point. So we saying that white folks made black people gay. Now we go with, I'm just saying that the Bible narrative, Sodom and Gomorrah, because they went back here, I wouldn't even think about Sodom and Gomorrah. But if Sodom and Gomorrah was black and they saying that happened, which a lot of people like Dr. York wrote the book, Sodom and Misinterpret, he said that didn't have shit to do with homosexuals. But anyway, I'll skip that one. But so I guess that's why the Nawabians allowed to go in the LGBT parade because of that book. But like I said, that's another whole subject. Y'all didn't hear that from me. But then I go back and, well, there's a law, Dave, in the Torah that talks against homosexuality from black Jews. So now, if this wasn't going on and motherfucker wasn't trying it, why would it be a law? And, Dave, you really made the point. I was just going to talk about the law. But they said Sodom and Gomorrah were black. So it's a lot of shit that been, and people want to tell us homosexuality never existed in Africa, but well, you know why a lot of it? Because probably they didn't, because you look at now, like, even certain African nations, they're making laws because they hard on them goddamn folk. They talking about now they catch them in certain places, they catch them doing homosexual act. They're going to do this too over there. So it's there. It's, a lot of it is in them. Now, we might say, well, because they looking at what's going on in the West. A lot of this shit, because they even talk about a lot of shit was in Kemet, homosexual shit, especially the Hebrews are telling. It's a lot of so-called homosexual shit that been going on. Like, again, a lot of black folks, sometimes we try to hide it and we try to put it on everybody else. A lot of time, but we like I said, we've been doing a lot of. I'm not trying to justify it, but I'm just trying to say we got to be real with it. We can't say everybody else been doing it, but a lot of black folks been doing a lot of shit. Well, it's been on a hush hush. That's what I'm saying. A lot of shit we kept on a hush hush, but it's been going on.
Well, yeah. Your cousin shot the.
Well, it wasn't even on the low. We just didn't even give a fuck. We knew who was gay. We knew some weird shit was going on.
Yep.
But here's what happened. So once, I don't know who these people are. I don't know if they're black, white. But once they saw an opportunity to create more strife, what they did is they gave them protected status. See, when they give you protected status, that's code word for making you a target. Right. So now you got all these fake homos out here, like they've been mistreated and all this shit. You know, those are just actors. Because, you know, in the black community, we didn't give a fuck what you did until you tried to fuck with one of ours or convince us of that bullshit. But we didn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? We went to school with you. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while. You know, you might show up on the basketball court. It was, you know, a couple dudes that were playing with you, but in general, motherfuckers would just walk away. There was no major disrespect and all that bullshit. All that shit's made up. But they put that shit out there. They made it a protected class, and then they targeted black folk once again. And I don't know who's doing this, and it could be black folk doing it. But the shit ain't even real. Mm-hmm. The shit didn't become real. So they started trying to force it on our kids.
That's it. Yeah, my only thing, we got Brother LJ on the line. Tell him, let him come on in here. I just throw it out like this. Now, I agree. Now, I'm saying this, I agree. See, the goddamn white liberals, I'm going to say the white liberals, progressives, they pushing this shit. They are the ones who orchestrating, pushing what we're seeing. Our only thing is just saying, it's all my position. I believe white folks, they pushing this shit, as we say, Europeans, so determined to make it black men and feminine. Yeah, they are pushing this, but some of this, not probably on the level as it is, but a lot of it's been there in the community. It's been, but go ahead, Brother LJ, peace to you, brother, peace to the God.
Peace, everybody.
Yeah, peace to you, bro.
Hey, what's up, LJ?
What's going on with you, Brother David?
I'm all right.
Good to hear you, man. Yeah, now, ask Brother LJ, can he slide in with us? Because he's out in the Bay Area. He was telling me something about the homeless situation. I just asked the brother, he speak on that, to this situation out there.
Indeed. When I tuned in, I heard y'all was talking about this. The gift program or something like that.
Yes, sir.
For the transgenders, did you send me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I read that for a second. That was my first time hearing about it. But ever since the pandemic, and even maybe a little bit before then, they've been having a whole bunch of programs for homeless people because. It's like California got a homeless problem because there's people coming from different states that would rather be homeless in California than be homeless in the state that they live in or from because of, when it becomes wintertime in California, it's probably the lowest they'll probably get is 48 degrees instead of you being in Ohio or Virginia or New York or something, and it's snowing and stuff like that. But they have all these resources and and stuff that they've been given for the homeless people, but they don't take it. Like, they have housing for them, you know, stuff to try to help them get off the drugs, whatever, but they all stay outside in tents all over the Bay Area. You know what I mean? Like, all under the freeways, all on the sidewalks. There's so many of them in here now. They're flooding into the, you know, we call them the avenues where the, you know, where a lot of white people live at. You know what I'm saying? White people, a few Asian people who may have some money or whatnot. But it's like, you know, 24/7, it's homeless people and drug addicts on the streets. And after reading that article about the trans programs or whatever they have out here, I'm not surprised about it. It's a lot of stuff that they have out here since Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk is some form of a politician. He did some work out here. I don't think he was from out here, but he's the reason San Francisco is known for homosexuality. He got that street in that area in San Francisco, which is literally, I mean, if you want to go back to, they said the jazz times when all the jazz artists had to come to San Francisco, the same way they had to go to the South and perform in the Chipmunk Circuit, that area was where a lot of the black people had homes and businesses in that part of San Francisco, in the Fillmore district. That part now, the upper part of the Fillmore, they call that the Castro now. That's all homosexual, you know, the rainbow flags, all of that stuff. But the last thing I'm going to I'm going to be quiet, is that the man Harvey Milk, you know, if you do your homework on him, Harvey Milk, allegedly he was a pedophile, but also was a homosexual man who started to get all these laws passed and helped get these laws passed and things for the homosexuals in San Francisco.
LJ, wasn't this dude a Jew?
I believe so.
Yeah, ain't it,
you know, the crazy part? I make that wrong, but the crazy part is I work at the airport, right? Why they got a whole terminal named after this man? Pictures, newspaper articles, blown up like a damn museum.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
and crazy. And all the research I do on any debauchery, slavery, homosexuality, all that shit, it always leads back to a Jew with money.
Hmm. We got Brother V in too. But hell, Brother Alpha Male, since you mentioned about it, hell, in Israel, they have the largest LGBT parade in the world. In Israel.
Of course.
Peace to you, Brother V. Peace to you, brother.
Peace, everybody. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How you doing, bro?
Peace, brother. Peace.
I'm good, good. Y'all was talking about Harvey Milk, I think. That's who you said, talking
yeah.
about?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I didn't know about him until later. And that was crazy. Like, he's right about the airport. He got a whole section with his face everywhere.
Damn. Yeah. Bro, we were trying to work with the topic you gave us. So, yeah, you can dive in however you want. We kind of talked about that article you had, but just jump in, brother. You know, give us the rundown of why you're in the center of this topic. Just go ahead, brother.
Well, it just shocked me that they would just give money to people, especially Hispanics and blacks, to, you know, turn trans or whatever, support that. I mean, you got people, I mean, the Bay Area is crazy, man. You got drug addicts everywhere, people losing their minds, walking the streets. I mean, you put that money to so much other stuff, but they'll support that, you know. So it just lets me know they really don't care about anything but their agendas, you know. So, yeah, the Bay Area is the capital. Yeah. of this LGBT agenda. So I see it every day, all the time. You can't come to work. If somebody's like trans, whatever, you can't say anything, and they pretty much run the show. You don't get fired off on spot. So,
damn.
Yeah, I just thought it would be a good topic for us to discuss because, yeah, it's really, I think they're trying to turn everybody like that. And if you're not down with it, they're going to shun you, outcast you.
Oh,
you know?
But you know what everybody been calling San Francisco, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Nah, they ain't calling everybody in there, but that's what they call it.
Yeah. I would say for white people, that's the gay place. Atlanta is the black gay capital.
Yeah.
You know? D.C. is a lot of gay, black gays, too.
Damn.
Hey, Brother V.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, Brother V, man? I love that you picked this topic for one reason, because me, and I'm glad you brought up D.C., VA, and Atlanta, because I have family in all those places. And I'm going to tell you something. D.C. is, like I said, I ain't been to D.C. in over 10 years. Last I went to D.C. when they had the Million More Movement for the, it was like a, I think it wasn't the Just, it wasn't Justice or Else, I think it was. I was there. I think, no, it wasn't the Justice or Else. It was like over 10 years ago. But that's the last I went to D.C. I'm in VA. I'm going to tell y'all something. And I know you want to talk about the Jews, too. I respect that. But I'm going to tell y'all something. When I went to that last March Farrakhan had over 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it might have been over 10 years ago, if I ain't mistaken. All I got to say is, on that mall in D.C., I've seen nothing but rainbow motherfucking flags. So, and something I want to push out there about D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Maryland, I have family in Maryland, too. I'm going to tell y'all something. Maryland is an incest capital. A lot of the families, like, I'm being serious, the mom and daddy might have a baby. I'm being serious. That's how fucked up Maryland is. PG, I hear that Petey Girl County trash. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of the pretty girls, their daddies is gone with them. And they a lot of their grandchildren belong to their granddaddy. That's all I got to say. And I'm going to say one more thing before I land this plane. D.C., I'm going to tell you something. D.C., I don't know, the last couple years, and some people might not know, but they have been a lot of, like, when you talk about rapes and shit, you know how you might hear about women getting raped or, you know, in, like, New York or something. But in D.C., you know who are the number one people that's getting raped? Men. I'm being serious. The gay mafia, y'all, look, you talk about the Felice Johnson talking about, you know, we do this the easy way or the hard way, but them motherfuckers hop out of vans and fucking pull random niggas off the street, and I'm being sure you talk about gang banging.
Dang.
Shit. Yeah. Gangsters is motherfucking gang banging.
You're right.
Random dudes on the street. I'm being serious. I kid you not. Like I said, I got family out there. And I'm being serious with D.C., Maryland, and like I say, even VA. All I got to say, shit ain't right. And something I'm going to put out there about Farrakhan. I know y'all want to talk about these Jews, but you know, Brother David like talking shit about them damn Muslims over there. I'm going to tell you something, Farrakhan and Atlanta, Brother V, and I don't know, cause I know, I'm going to tell you, I'm a former member of the Nation of Islam, but not under Farrakhan. So I'm going to talk shit about Farrakhan tonight. Farrakhan, because I'm being serious with you. I personally knew a brother that was in a group called the Task Force. Task Force, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this brother died. This brother died. I ain't put the brother's name out there, but he wrote a book and everything about it. And all I got to say is the brother was an openly gay brother, and I'm being serious with you. The brother was a former member of the Nation of Islam in the 90s. He said that when he was in, I want to say in Chicago, because brother was raised in Chicago. He's no longer around, but I have a copy of the brother book, you know, and everything. He talked about this. He said that there was a whole bunch of homosexuality in the early 90s, late 80s in the Nation of Islam. And he said that when Atlanta had the top, Atlanta FOI under Mr. Farrakhan had the homosexuality. I'm busy. You talking about the fruit of Islam in Atlanta? Them motherfuckers is snapping and bow ties. I'm being so you talk about a Muslim being strong as shit. Hell no, they in Atlanta them motherfuckers under Farrakhan is might walk around all hard and shit, but them niggas in the Atlanta FOI, I'm being serious with you. Shit, them niggas is queens in bow ties.
So, Dave, what you're trying to say is they give the whole meaning of fruit of Islam.
Yeah, them niggas will pat your ass down for real. You talking about they going to mosque, they going to mosque, going to pat your ass down? No, they going to pat you down in Atlanta. They going to pat them balls down in Atlanta, pat them butt cheeks and everything. Yeah, I'm being serious with you, that shit. Brother wrote a damn book about that shit. And like I said, the brother no longer here. Like I said, some of y'all that's out there that was in that Nation of Islam in the 90s, in the 80s, some of y'all know about that Task Force shit. I'm being serious, that shit real. I knew a brother personally. I'm being serious. I used to talk to him everything. I stopped talking to him a couple years before the brother died. I ain't going to put his name out there. But nigga tried to hit on me, and I was like, nah, nigga. So, you know, I didn't land that plane with that motherfucker. Rest in peace to him, but I was just like, nah. You know, so, but I'm going to tell you, that shit, according to that brother, was 100%, like, I'm being serious, in the Nation. Shit. And he said the D.C., the D.C. temple, the what you call the Dope Busters, was a front for homosexuality. I don't know if y'all remember the Dope Busters. Some of y'all niggas that listen to Culture Freedom, come on here. Some of y'all Muslim niggas that listen to Culture Freedom, that was Muslim back in the 80s, in the 90s, bring your fucking ass up here. Because I'm going to tell you, y'all know. Some of y'all OGs, they talk about the Dope Busters and the Task Force. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
But Dave,
yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put something out there, too. One of the top men, I'm going to put this out there because it's a well-known fact. And Farrakhan did a lecture on this shit back in April of 1993. There was Farrakhan nephew killed himself because he was having nigga was having a gay affair with a dude, and his dude named Aaron Muhammad. He killed himself at South Carolina State in 1993. Look that shit up. Farrakhan did a lecture about it in 1993, and I'm being sure that he was Captain Salim Muhammad, who is Farrakhan's first cousin, son. I'm being serious with you. Farrakhan had to speak about it and everything. Y'all, the old Muslim niggas from the Al-Fawak, bring your ass.
Don't say, oh, they, oh, what is it? Hold up. Pause,
no, don't bring
I don't like
that
the word
ass,
pause,
man, back.
Paul sound homosexual, too. But you say, oh, bring your ass day. No, I don't want to bring the ass day.
No homo.
No, I don't want to bring the ass day. No, that's all right.
No, don't bring
hey, yo, I don't mean no harm. I've been hearing people say that shit when they said pause. I don't mean no harm. That sound homosexual to me. When they be talking, people say, pause. Hold, bro. I said, God damn, don't say that shit. That sound homosexual. You might well go and say what the fuck you said. Because when you say pause, that shit. Hey, but Dave, what you saying, though, you remember there was a book that came out called Hiding in Hip Hop or some shit. And dude was talking about all the rappers that be hiding in hip hop that's homosexual. Well, hell, they hiding everywhere. They hiding, and I said it because they hiding everywhere, you know, under everything. And there was a man years ago when Brother Savannah Black used to be on the show. He sent me this a video or something. And it was they had this thing called a gay manifesto. Y'all ever heard that? And it was a woman, man, who was black woman. I always told you that. I always put the black people in the forefront to promote this shit. Mm-hmm. She was talking about it, and she was saying how the homosexual community manifesto said they was wanted to I'm trying to get the damn word. Integrate, not integrate, it's another word. But just try to join in every facet of life and basically take it over. I can't think of that. It's an infiltrate, that's it. Infiltrate every facet of everything and take it over. It was they had a gay manifesto, and it was a black woman. She was supposed to be gay and said it. And remember Gavin Newsom now supposed to be some lady. Was she a senator or something? And everybody said it was
Replacement. Yeah.
You talk about it, bro. You
Einstein
know what
replacement.
What's her name?
I don't know her name, but she replaced Feinstein. He just put her in.
That's it right there. That's this woman. Yeah. I couldn't ever think who the woman that died. Yeah. Yeah, openly gay. Now, God damn. Come on now. Why all of them got to be with y'all replacing people?
Yep.
They always got to be gay. Mm-hmm. Now, I know you promised, so he got 2-for-1 on that deal. So he promised to give a black woman, but then she got it. Just so happened she got to be so-called gay at the same time.
You know, I got
sure,
a question.
Either gay or white man.
Mm-hmm. Amir, you say something, bro?
Well, I was going to say, even back in the late 60s, early 70s, I mean, what they call NAMBLA today, the National Association.
Oh, man, boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, they specifically said that
I know you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, they're coming for your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they coming home.
Now,
yeah.
Everybody thought that was some bullshit, but it sounds like they're being successful, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
But go ahead. Somebody had a question.
Yeah.
Nah, that's good that you brought that out.
I have a question. I'm going to ask y'all, you know, sometimes people are like, man, where are the representation for us at in these political parties or, you know, whatever's going on. But like we just seen some of these things, man, it seemed like you said they got black people going into these rooms that just so happen to be homosexual trying to represent us. Because why you got a specific program for trans Latinos and blacks? Specifically,
yeah.
Like, it was just, you know what I'm saying? Why I got it, like, you know what I mean? Why we'd be like, man, they don't be putting nothing together for us or whatever, but it's like, nah, it looked like they putting the stuff together, but under the LGBT, so they can later on be like, well, we did. It was just here. Y'all wasn't worried about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brother AJ, let me throw you something. Now, that's a good thing you brought out, because check it out. Because you brought representation. Now, in Washington, you know, they're supposed to have, that's a goddamn butt punch of bull crap. We have the so-called Black Caucus, who's supposed to be representing the voices for so-called Black Americans. But we already know, we see what they did under Trump. Them motherfuckers said they ain't finna talk to Trump, they ain't finna do shit. We already know that history, because we talked about it several times on here. So the Black Caucus, they didn't do shit for black, and still ain't. But you know, you have LGBT caucus as well. They have their own representation. And that's what they getting a lot of shit did. Why them punk-ass people, Maxine Waters, you had John Lewis and Elijah Cummings, and you had all them suckers up there, Bobby Rush. And it goes back to, again, what Brother Alpha Male keeps bringing out, that Malcolm kept telling us about these fucking liberals, and we could throw even progressives in there. And then, because that's what it all lead to, who's pushing a lot of this shit. The black caucus are not in there. They say now, I heard somebody talk about this today. They was talking about a lot of the people now who's in even the so-called black caucus now, but damn near a majority of them are LGBT now. Because a lot of the old heads fucking dying out. But now they're being replaced by a lot of LGBT. So, you know, you really ain't finna get shit dead really now. Unless you... of their, you know, with their group. So, you're right. You don't have no representation.
Did you hear the announcement that the NAACP made? They came out point blank saying that they no longer represent just black people.
Damn. And damn, uh-oh, Alpha Male. He started some Alpha Male. And again, you asked a question. Y'all talking about the dude in California. If my memory serves me correct, when NAACP started by three Jews, I think it was. See, again, they behind a lot of this bullshit. Again, and then you look at it. We gotta keep on going back to some Alpha Bill said. That L word won't get out of my damn head. Liberal Jews. Got to make that point on the part of the liberal Jews that's behind a lot of this. There's this dude today I deleted that shit out of my history. I didn't want that shit even in my YouTube history. They had a black dude who's a gay rabbi who talking about openly gay rabbi. And notice again, when you look at all of them, what political affiliation are they behind? Even when we talk about George Soros, what he said, he's a liberal Jew. That's, it always fall behind. Just talk about the liberals, period. They the one pushing all this bullshit. They say Obama was a progressive, as they say. Yeah, but anyway. But go ahead, y'all. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, come on.
I want to put out there, you, before y'all go any further, your sister Maxine Waters looked like a transsexual, but I'm going to tell y'all something. Do y'all know, and you know, y'all hear me talk about the Divine Nine and them Greeks and all that shit. Do y'all know AKAs, Deltas, the Divine Nine, they're opening up the, I'll be serious with you, because I have family who are AKAs, Deltas. I'm talking about close, and I can't stand the motherfuckers. Do y'all know they opening up a thing for trans women to join AKAs, Deltas, and all that shit? Yeah, them my bitch.
Damn. Hell no.
Well, they always been freaky. This ain't nothing new.
I got a family member that's a woman. She a damn Delta. She a damn lesbian. I'm like, what the fuck? Openly gay.
But they are Greek. But remember now, they are Greeks. You know what he called the Greeks are the freaks. So that they remember they are Greek. So yeah. So it's not surprising.
Shit. Hey, look, I'm gonna pull out something. Kamala. And I remember you was talking about this years ago, Aria, about Mamla. I don't know if y'all remember that. You were talking about a thing called Mamla. You were talking about Mamla. I'm going to tell you some Aria, listen at this shit. Kamala Harris, who I think might be she look like a light-skinned nigga with a wig. I don't give a fuck, y'all. That bitch is not cute. She look like the fucking light-skinned nigga with a wig. Let me tell you something. Kamala Harris is daughter, her stepdaughter, you know what her nickname for her is? Mamla.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, Dave. Who daughter? Stepdaughter?
Her stepdaughter is a white girl. Some people say she looked weird, but to me, she was a better model when she became a model. But her Jewish stepdaughter. Guess what? Then she used to call her. Her nickname was for Mamla.
Dang, I'm looking at this picture. That motherfucker looked like, excuse my language, that motherfucker looked like a dude.
Damn.
Kamala Harris looked like a man.
No, I'm talking about her, what you said, the stepdaughter.
The stepdaughter.
Yeah, it looked like a goddamn trans.
And look, but look, though, if you look at her modeling photos, I'm going to tell you something. She fits right on in with the rest of the models. A lot of those models look like niggas with damn bikinis on. Just look at them. Isis King had a sex change. First one on America's Next Top Model. All these fucking models is trendy. That's why I say she fit right on in. Because models, bitch, I'm like, wait a second. She fit right on in with the motherfuckers. Like you say, she look like a dude. All those damn Ty Banks look like a fucking man.
Dave, what you doing peeping at, man?
What?
You know him by name. You seen all the pictures. What's going on?
No, I'm just saying. Look, I studied a lot of these motherfuckers, like the Levon Cox. That's a damn, like, I'm being serious, but they've been calling that shit out for years. Like, even with the, some years ago, Mr. C, I don't know if you remember from the radio show host, was called out, him and LL Cool J was called out by a fucking black tranny named Tony Newman. Look that shit up. I'm being serious. I've been studying that shit for years about these motherfuckers. I'm being said, all them black people in the entertainment industry are fucking weirdos. All of them.
We know that's true. And like I said, I had firsthand experience. That's why I had no success in the music industry. Because I don't hesitate to call you a faggot. And we'll defend what I say. But, all right, now we know they all either faggots, pedophiles, or they devil worshippers, right?
Yes, sir.
This is my thing. Why do we have to look any further? Because, see, what we're doing is when we start doing research within the cesspool, all you're doing is giving them more ratings. That's why these things survive, because, you know, we know shit stink, but we want to smell it. We gotta stop that shit, man. When you turn on the Breakfast Club doing your what you want to call research, that's bullshit. You just giving them more numbers and ratings to make them stay there longer. We got to stop this shit, man. We know it's fucked up. You know, you want to learn some shit. We still got libraries. You know, some shit we know for fact. Fire is hot, water is wet, ice is cold. Right. You know, we ain't got to keep. Man, I'm done. It just irritates me, man, that people still participate in these things and want to talk shit about
it. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, for me, hey, look, I'm like this. When I see it on TV, especially on TV, you know, for me now, like, I always concentrated on the old shit. So, like, I was big into, you know, like, back before a lot of this shit was, like, bought, like, I would look at TV. Like, back in the day, the 90s, the 2000s, the 80s, I would look at TV and be like, I wouldn't even you know, like be like, oh, wait a second, that's a damn weirdo, you know. But now, like within the last 20 years, my eyes, I'm being serious, been wide open. And like I said, I used to look at a lot of the TV and the gossip and shit, even with Wendy Williams back in the day. You know, I remember back in the like early 2000s when Charlamagne Tha God was on Wendy Williams' show. And people was always clowning Wendy Williams because she was calling Puffy out. And back in the day, I'm being serious. I was that motherfucker listening to the radio, listening to that. And I was like, what the fuck? I was that dude. I was like, so when I started hear ladies like that expose that type of shit, and Superhead, such when Superhead came out with her book, man, that shit opened a lot of people's eyes. I'll be sure, even though they might not.
Yeah, well,
like I said, we knew we knew a lot of them were fucking freaks, so it wasn't no surprise.
Yeah, but here's my point, though. Okay, and this ain't just for you, Dave. This is for everybody. Your eyes were open back then. So why the fuck do you know all the new shit? Why you know the name of the channel?
The timeline. Shit, that's it. Hey, look, it always pop up on people's timelines when they damn read. Hell, I still read Media Takeout. I still read that shit. Even though it's bullshit, I still read all that stuff. I still look at.
Do you still shop at the Arab stores?
I mean, shit, I got to get gas.
I'm done.
And Dave, I see what Alpha Male was saying, because, okay, what I mentioned about the gay rabbi and how I even came about that video, like you said, it was another brother. He was, Sakari. But how that video came about, okay, how I even got to even see that video, he was just talking about, now, he shared a video with the gay rabbi, but I didn't find out he was gay till later. But he was sharing about how this rabbi, obviously a black rabbi, was talking against the Hebrew Israelites. So when I just seen the black rabbi, so I clicked on the rabbi's channel and went to his channel, and I was like, okay, this might be he's a rabbi. He Torah only, okay, because I'd be trying to find Torah only, you know, videos and, you know, classes that I can follow, you know, see what they talking about. So, but when I go down a YouTube channel line and see, you know, what kind of topics they had. And so when I went on his timeline, I seen he started talking about, can you be, what did he say? Can you be Jewish and gay? Something shit like that. I'm like, dude, what? So I clicked on it for him because that was he was talking. Anyway, it kind of sounded, I don't know, he did all that damn smacking and shit when he was talking. So there was a sign right there. So let me go down this fucking timeline. I said, okay, maybe, you know, not. When I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. And he started saying he was gay. So that's how I came across that. But I immediately deleted his goddamn videos out of my YouTube history because I don't want that shit to keep popping up, his videos, because it's in the YouTube history. Algorithms are going to keep popping it up. I deleted that shit out of his history. I don't want that shit to keep popping up. So, you know, and that's how I came across him, because he was talking. He did the brother was showing a video with him speaking against the Hebrew Israelites. I didn't go look for that shit. I just seen his channel because he was talking against Israelites. But, yeah, I see what Alpha Male is saying, man. I see, like, what he said again.
Yeah,
don't go
like,
digging in the trash looking for trash, because, shit, that's what you're going to get out that motherfucker trash. Unless you recycle garbage or something.
Alpha Male, I'm like this. You know, especially me. You know, I'm a licensed barber, cosmetologist, and stuff. So I'm one of those type of people. In the barbershop also, we hear every damn thing. So I'm like, okay, let me look this shit up. Just like the other week, a brother was in the shop talking about Dwight Howard. And I was like, I've heard that name before. You know, I don't keep up with sports. I looked that up, and when I saw that, I saw it was on Media Takeout, which I look at Media Takeout still. I look at all them sites. I sit there, shit, the RBI. I'm like, you see what's going on with the NBA? Shit, they shit. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Barbershop, hair salons, you hear a lot of bullshit, and you going to stay in the loop. Trust me, Alpha Male. Being in this industry, we hear everything, and I'm going to be aware regardless. So, shit, if I hear a nigga talking, hey, I'm going to sit there. I'm going to look it up.
check this out. If I hear a nigga talking about H.R. 2571 that's about to take away our gun rights, I'll look that up. But to talk about a bitch with a dick, I mean, I don't need to look that up. That's just dumb shit. You know what I mean? That's not even one of the problems we have in the black community. You know what I mean? It's like you got to be realistic, you know? If they talking about technology, I'll look that up. They talking about fixing cars, I'll look that up. You know what I'm saying? If they talking about anything political that may impact us, yeah, I'm going to look that up. But why am I going to look up some shit that is irrelevant? Or like I said, what are you doing?
Shit. Yeah, I mean, hey, but Alsmith, you got to also look at it too. You know, even when you do, like, for instance, Moray Ari, I was telling me this. Because, you know, like, he knows that I'm not really into politics, especially in the barbershop. When I hear some nigga talk about some damn bullshit and politics, and I'm like, okay, let me look that shit. I don't care. I'm one of those type of people. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to look shit up. Google is a motherfucker. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I don't care what the hell.
You make an excellent point. What Alpha Male is trying to give you. Okay, so if they bring it up something like the White House and him, some homosexual shit, whatever, funny bunny shit, you might look that up because you don't like politics and they talking politics. You ain't going to look the politics shit up because you don't like politics. Which politics going to, like I keep saying, it's going to affect you whether you like it or not. These policies they have been making affect you or not. Like in Israel, a lot of people don't like what's going on. Like Israel, Palestine, a lot of people don't probably agree with what just live there. Citizens probably don't agree with what the Israeli government is doing, but it affect them. Look how they getting bombed and shit. They probably didn't agree with that shit, but still they getting affected by it. There's a lot of shit that we do here in America that's happening here in America. Like I said, our tax dollars going to Ukraine. We complaining about programs that we are trying to get established, as so-called in the black community, to help our people. But they sending billions of dollars over there for them fucking people for some other bullshit that ain't even benefiting us. So politics does play an effect on, like, you don't have to. I'm not telling you, brother, you got to pay attention, but I'm saying it's going to affect you regardless if you look at it or not. So conversations like that, you don't pay attention to or you don't bother because you don't like it. But any other thing, you're going to look at it through Media Takeout and something.
I mean, hell, I'm one of those type of people, like, especially in the barbershop and shit, it's a lot. Shit, you don't see too, I'm going to tell you, and this is some real shit. There's a YouTube channel, and I remember a brother was brought this to my attention. There's a YouTube channel, I think it's Barbershop Conversations. I forgot who the brother was, but I guess he interviews rappers and all that shit in the barbershop. And Alpha Male, and I like I say, hell, it is what it is. I go down a rabbit hole and search everything. But a lot of times, especially in the black community, because like I say, I've been worked in white salons, I worked in white barbershops, I worked in black barbershops. I still work in a black barbershop also part-time when I'm not in one of my own shops. And I'm going to tell you something. black bombshells. You don't hear too much politics. Like, you remember back in the day, you go in the barbershop, the old man would sit there and talk to you about everything, about life, goals, and like you were saying, politics. You go in the barbershops now, shit, you don't see no checkerboards. You don't see too many old niggas talking about, you know, uplifting too much, especially in the barbershop. You don't hear that too much. You know,
Dave, what kind of barbershop you work in, Dave? I thought you worked in white barbershops.
I worked in them too, but I'm being
serious. You don't work in a white barbershop no more?
Hell no. I did that, like, when I was trying to get my money back up, you know, but because, like I said, even with black businesses, you know, we can do all the black business promoting, but a lot of black people, especially nowadays, you go to a bar, like, especially within the last, I'll say, 10 years, you, like, most of, especially the old school barbershops, like I've worked in the past, you don't see, like, an old man, like, we used to sharpen our straight razors with a stroke. You know, we used to talk to the young people. And I still do talk to a lot of them young brothers who I cut. I still do. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. You bring up some shit about, you know, brother, we need to learn about this. I'm going to tell you, a lot of them young motherfuckers don't want to hear it.
Pause. Just hold up 1 second, Bashir, man. I can't say that shit. Hold up 1 second. We got 3 minutes. I want to make sure we get the overtime. We're going to go overtime, get a number out. Just hold 1 second. I'm going to let you go back. Brother, we got 3 minutes before we go into overtime. Y'all want to come in overtime conversation? The number is 319-527-6068. One more time, y'all. Hell, I'm trying to bear to see y'all. I'm getting old. I can't hardly see too goddamn good. Got three pair of glasses. Still can't see shit. But it's 319-527-6068. And we're going in overtime in less than 3 minutes. All right, go ahead, Brother Dave. Preach.
So, alpha males. And like I said, I know you probably think I'm a weirdo for looking up everything out here. But, like, a lot of excessive, like it showed on the YouTube channel about barbershop conversation. You know, you don't hear, you know, like even nowadays, when I talk to a lot of my young clients, because even though I have a lot of older clients that I've cut over the years that still come to me, I talk to, like, okay, the people, the a lot of my clients' kids, the young brothers. You know, I tell them, okay, brother, you know, they, especially with sisters bring their daughters or their sons in to get their hair cut. Shit, I had an old sister brought her son in to get a hair cut, one of the other shops that I work at, where, you know, and I mentioned last week, that girl had on, I'm being sure, this lady was in her 40s, black mother. I don't know if she was single mother or not, but she brought her sons in by herself. She was in that motherfucker. Her son, I was holding her son's head down because he was crying and trying to pick out his hair. Man, she literally had on see-through legs. Her son, and I'm being sure this the older lady in her 40s, walked past her son, so started crying because, you know, I was picking his hair out because, you know, I guess she ain't coming. And she literally told that little boy, you need to shut the fuck up, stop acting like a punk. Shut up. And I'm being sure she put her headphones on, and I swear she was listening probably to Sexy Red or Cardi or one of them hoes. So, I'm being serious. The black mom bringing their son to the barbershop, and, you know, you talking to the young boys about, you know, positivity, that gonna ignore your ass. And the moms, too. And I'm going to tell you some alpha male, even with a lot of my older clients, if I start talking about some shit, especially the old, like we used to do back in the day, about respect, you know, black men pulling their pants up, you know, trying to get programs to try to, you know, mentor young brothers, trying to get like an apprenticeship program for younger brothers to learn a barbering trade. Them motherfuckers like, nigga, you weird. They will literally, even the older motherfuckers, they don't, like, and I don't know what it is within the last, you know, like 10, 20 years, but the elders are worse. A lot of my elder clients are worse than the fucking young ones. A lot of my clients.
I think Alpha Mayor are trying to respond to you right fast.
They don't even want to hear that shit.
I'm going to give you a little clue. Now, I wasn't born in the fucking suburbs, right? I was not at Bubba Shops, right? Now, it's funny. Right now in the day, I can go to the barbershop. I don't give a fuck who's in there, young boys, young girls. You know, the first thing I hear when I say, how y'all doing? We doing good, sir. Now, why the fuck do they call me sir and mister and give me all that motherfucking respect? You know why? Because they can see that I ain't for that bullshit, the way I carry myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't never had one of them tell me I don't want to hear that shit. They sit the fuck down and listen. So, like, when we in situations, sometimes we got to look at ourselves and what kind of vibe we giving off. You know, because I ain't had once for no youngster to tell me no bullshit about they don't want to hear nothing about, you know, financing and you know, how to break your money down, how $10 put to the side makes a big difference, you know, because you say you ain't sure what you want to do, but that $10 going to save your ass later on down the line. I ain't never had one of them disrespect me like that. So we need to look at ourselves, man. All these little motherfuckers want direction.
Yes, sir.
But they only going to take it for somebody that respect themselves. So if you talking the same shit they talking, you just lost all respect. Yeah. You done fell down to the level that they on. They like, well, shit, this nigga ain't shit. So don't take that shit because you can hang out, you know, and have conversations as some kind of badge of honor. No. You lost your shit. You lost your standing. You lost the respect that you deserve. So we need to take a look at ourselves, man, because we got a big fucking behavior problem. And everybody too busy trying to be down. Fuck that.
Yeah. And that kind of go Alpha Male, what you're saying. Like, even on my job, I didn't think like half of them guys be lit, you know, be on some knowledge. But anyway, bro, yeah, they be calling me Malcolm. They call me Lit Malcolm. Or they'll call me, they be saying all kinds of, they like, oh, shit, they go Malcolm. Because they like a lot of shit that go on. I bring up, like, what we got going on in the community. I was talking about the music one day and how it's, you know, detrimental to our people. Some of them were trying to justify it and this, that, and another. Man, I don't give a fuck how they feel about it. I'm going to speak my voice. I'm going to speak and talk to my I don't give a fuck if the white folk was on the red, because we on walkie-talkies. You know, some of the white folk, I said, man, don't y'all get tired of seeing, I should tell them, man, don't y'all get tired of seeing us killing each other? I get tired of seeing the news every morning where we killing each other. That shit don't bother y'all? I mean, white folk ain't saying shit, because they know. But I don't give a fuck who listening, who don't give a damn. But one thing about it, when something go on every morning, I get there because they hear me and I'm speaking about issues that's happening in our community, how we need to change it. But I tell you what, every morning somebody going to say, hey, Mr. So-and-so, Richard Frank, so-and-so, hey, man, what about this here? What you think about this? They always asking me about shit now. Because they know, I don't give a fuck of how they really felt about situations I'm talking about. They know I'm telling them the fucking truth. It's like even my son, I had to get on his ass a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Just try to tell him, you know. And I explain why I'm getting him. I got to get on him. And then because sometimes he won't even call me back. He'll try to text me. He's like, oh, hell no. I said, look, you got to be a man. I said, Reen, I get on you because I want you to be better than I am. Don't make these dumbass mistakes that I did. You know, he's like, well, Pop, I appreciate it, you know, and, you know, so and so. You know, I'm still learning. I said, now, fuck that. Don't make no excuses. Just get it right. You're a man. You got a family. You got to take care of your family. So get the shit right. I don't curse at him. I just, you know, get it right. Don't make no goddamn excuses. Just do it right. You know, get it right. But you know what you were saying, that they don't listen, bro. Okay, on the surface, you would think a lot of people don't pay no fucking attention. You would think a lot of people. I've been surprised. I've been talking to brothers, and it seemed like they was resisting what I was presenting to them. Well, I got a perfect example. I got a brother I used to work with. We was working together. I used to be talking to him about different stuff and all kind of stuff going on, and he was resisting it, you know, some of his, probably his Christianity or whatnot, and I was resisting what I was saying. But now I find out we'd be riding together, and he'll be talking to somebody else. Maybe we riding together, he talking to somebody on the phone, and he would actually be telling them about some of the shit I said. He's like, yeah, don't you know so-and-so, so-and-so? I'm like, wait a minute. He was arguing with me like a motherfucker on this subject. Now he actually telling somebody else this shit. I'm like, uh-huh. I've seen it several times. So you think a lot of time people ain't paying attention. But one thing about it, regardless, you got to drop a seed regardless if you think they listening or not. It's your job to be, like the Bible speaks about today, we got to be watchmen. The blood is on your hand. If they don't listen, hey, that's on them. You got to do your job. You got to, because you don't know who's actually listening. They might not get it today. But one day, somebody, damn, I remember old head was in the barbershop telling us about so-and-so XYZ. Because I remember, like I said, go back and get y'all this story I said again when I was locked up one. And I was asking the brother, I was like, man, how do you know something? Because we were talking about truth. I said, how would you know something going to be true? He said, man, truth going to always manifest itself. He said, truth, you just look out in nature. Truth will manifest itself in nature. It's always going to come. You will see it. Just keep your eyes open. Just look out in society. Look out there. And you're going to see it's going to manifest itself. So when over time, you dropping that seed in them, they, you know, they're going to have their little resistance. They sit, they got probably fighting against. But something going to happen, and it's going to manifest. Like, damn, hold up. Man, I remember somebody was talking on this issue right here. Like, I was just looking up something, Brother Alpha Male was speaking, how I was looking on the news and how they talking about gun control. The First Amendment. Yep, they saying something about gun control, too. And they was also talking about the First Amendment. That's politics. Now, they want to they trying to do so much to even with your First Amendment, dealing with your free speech. So we don't pay attention to politics and what's going on. Tomorrow they tell you, you got to shut the fuck up. You got to really just say what everything we saying. Because you don't know what's going on in the world. Your ass, you're going to get left the fuck behind. And I'm not, you know, trying to throw nothing at nobody, but you'll get left behind. Even if it's certain shit that I really don't particularly get into myself, I peep at it because I want to know a little something. I might not be a master. What they say, jack of all trade, a master none. I might not master it all, but it's a little something I'm going to know a little something about. That's why I like the guys at work be asking me about shit. I can damn near communicate on any level about what the fuck they talk about. Football, they talk about sports. For my brain point, I'm going to tell them about how we got to clean up our community. That's the one thing I'm going to tell them about. So I don't give a fuck they want to hear it. They dislike what I'm saying. Because one brother, he was always arguing me about it. Man, ain't the music, bro. Because we was doing it, trying to always justify that shit. Well, we did shit when we was wrong. You know, when we was younger. I said, bro, yeah, you're right. I said, but one thing about it, though, bro. We got to tell these young folks, even though we both, where we going? I said, let me get it right. Slow down. I was telling them, I said, well, yeah, you're right, bro. We did. We didn't know how to listen to the elders, too. I said, but here's the thing, bro. When are we going to break this fucking cycle? We can't keep talking about and going out and saying, well, just because these young people are doing, they're not listening. We can say, well, see, we didn't listen either, bro. See, that's justification. You're trying to justify something. Now, like I say, listen, y'all got to break the fucking cycle. We didn't listen to our elders, and look how society has turned. Look how fucked up it is. We wish we had to listen to our elders. Y'all got to break this cycle. Y'all got to change this shit. Don't be like, but all this shit people tell me, well, bro, you know, we did the same thing, bro, so we can't be hard on them. See, that's some bullshit. And now I be getting on them guys about that shit. And me and brother now, we you know, we somewhat cool. He don't do that shit, though, boy. He's like, you know what, you right, bro. They be like, Mr. Frank, so-and-so, so-and-so, you right, bro. I thought about what you said, man, and so-and-so. Yeah, plant them motherfucking seeds, bro, whether they want to hear it or not. Because, like I said, you fall in there, it's like, again, like Alpha Male, you feed into their bullshit, they going to say it's justified. Alpha Male was saying again earlier, I'm going to let y'all go ahead in there. We talk about the LGBT, the gay shit, and we were saying how most of this shit, well, I ain't going to say most of, but a majority of this shit is bagged by women. They'll talk about they want a real motherfucking man, but they justify all the homosexual, the gay dudes. So it's all bagged by them. They justify this. They give them the back and the pat on the back. Talking about, I got a gay friend at work. I got a homosexual guy. They laugh and joke and shit with them. But then they want to talk about they can't find no good man. Well, the motherfucker that you laughing and joking with him, he probably was on borderline a goddamn good dude, but you justified the motherfucker, being gay now. So it's like, again, you fall in a trap. Nah, fuck that shit, man. We got to research and to teach the people, bro, whether they want to hear it or not. They're like the prophets of the Bible. You think them, we look at the Bible, just going for the Bible. You think they want to hear every damn thing? Jeremiah, we see it in the Bible. They didn't want to hear what Jeremiah was talking about. They didn't want to hear that shit, man, Isaiah was talking about. They didn't want to hear that shit Ezekiel was talking about. But they did their job to keep on putting the warning out. And that's what the prophets were. They was giving them the warning. Well, they want to hear it or not. So when they got their chastisement, when they come back to the prophets, damn, hey, man. He said, nah, I told y'all, y'all didn't listen. So it's a lot of stuff going on now that's happening in society. Hell, we can look back at some of our elders came before us. They was telling us this shit was going to happen. What we do? We didn't listen. But they was already telling us. We can look this shit up all over the internet and everywhere else, books. And we can see what we had elders telling us about a lot of the very shit that we see today. So, it is what it is. I mean, I know my job. And I know my duty, and I'm going to do it, So I can't say somebody else need to. I know my assignment. And I'm just going to, I keep my ass to the ground.
Hey, and I'm going to tell you something, too, about that, too. Okay.
About what's that?
Like I was saying earlier, even a lot of my older clients, right, that I talked to, shit, a lot of them old motherfuckers, like I was saying before, that old barbershop shit that y'all think, we can sit down and have an hour shot and conversation and all that. A lot of them old motherfuckers, especially my client, they don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to hear that. I had an old nigga tell me, what's all that Michael Bay's been talking? That nigga was like, I heard that shit so long now, I'm tired of them niggas. I'm like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Older motherfuckers don't, especially them. A lot of my older clients, shit. They ain't want to hear that shit.
The thing about it, whether they want to hear it or not, here's the thing. Don't you fall into the negativity. Because, again, this is what Alpha Male is trying to really tell you, bro. Yeah, because they don't want to hear it. You start to fall into researching a lot of negative shit because you know why? The people around you want to be negative. They like to hear negative shit. So it makes you start falling into researching a lot of negative shit. And you really become a negative ass person yourself and you don't know it because you're around negativity. You studying negativity. You researching negative shit. So be the light, bro. Like I said, you are Israel, right? You're supposed to be a light unto the nation. You're supposed to be an example unto the nation. That's why you say we chosen, right? To be what? Not just because we're special motherfuckers, because God said we special. No, to be an educator, to be the ministers or the teachers of the people. So you fall into a lot of negative shit, guess what? You're going to start being a negative-ass person. That's all you study. You watch Atlanta Housewives and hip-hop love and hip-hop, what's going to happen? When they fussing and fighting, what you going to do? Think just how your behavior going to be. And then you will turn into a Wendy Williams yourself, be a gossip column. You don't want to do that. Fuck what they want to hear. Them just probably some ignorant, negative-ass people. They don't want to hear. That's them. But don't fall for that bullshit yourself. You be the light that, goddamn it, that you have to be for yourself. If it's nobody else, yourself. That's it. That's why I'm at work, bro. It be a lot of bullshit like sometimes. But you know what? In my ears, I always have a lecture every day. If I don't download it, I still turn on YouTube. I find me something positive to negative teaching. I'm listening to some kind of lecture every fucking day. Well, I turn on, when I get tired of that, I turn on the news and see what they're talking about in the news, political-wise or something. I need to know what's going on. I do it. I try to stay grounded in something. I don't, all that bullshit, like I said, Charlemagne, them, I don't even pay no attention. Just let somebody mention something, and they said something, you know, that's stupid in passing, like little clips. But I never listen to a whole fucking show. Never. That's negative shit to me. I don't want to hear that shit. I can't listen to that shit. I'm always trying to educate myself, stay positive. I mean, you know, sometimes we get some lower nature, but I always got to stay, keep myself positive. So you can educate. For you and you focus on all that love, what you say, like media takeout and a lot of that negative shit on there, bro. That's how you're going to fuck around eventually become, and you don't even know it. You're not going to even know it because all your speech is going to be about gossip column bullshit. And that's what it's going to turn out to be. Research, I mean, you're a grown man, you're an individual, you can do what you want to do, but we just, hey, but that's what's going to happen. Fuck what they, how they are, because you really turning into the people that you, like, you really turning into them or feeding into the shit because you say they don't want to do it. Like, well, fuck it. You know, I think about a lot of time, I'm like, man, you know what, man, shit. I mean, like, man, fuck doing all. I'm tired of doing all these podcasts and shit. I was like, well, damn, you know what, man? With all these goddamn books and all this shit I got, well, I bought a lot of shit so I can read and study, you know, educate myself so I can help other people. I was like, damn, what am I going to do? I was like, well, fuck, you know what? I keep educating myself because still, again, it's all about me any goddamn way. If I get me straight, then I can help somebody else. But I got to get me straight. That's why I was talking about this show, Higher, not Higher. Yeah. Higher and lower self. You gotta balance yourself out. But you stay on lower self, hey man, you fucking your own self. You hurting yourself. So fuck what they want to hear. Focus on what you need to hear for you and your mind, your mentality. Because you're gonna turn into a fucking gossip column, and no men want to hear that shit. You're gonna turn into the shit you read, into the shit you study. You're gonna turn into that. You have a meal?
No, I'm just saying you become the thing you hate.
There you go. Right on. The very shit you hate.
Hey, and you know, like I was saying earlier, even when I was homeless, like some years back, like I told you, met homeless people who, like I said, they were crackheads. Some of them were crackheads. And a lot of them knew more about, you know, the truth than that, like I said, the average barbershop nigga. And when I look back at that, I'm like, damn. And like I was saying earlier, I met brothers who was gay, homeless, and shit. I would have more of a conversation with these brothers about Israel. And I'm like, damn. I go talk to a brothers who, you know, spoke to me about that life. Shit, some of them don't even go that further. Like I said, like you were saying one time, Ari, and I think you probably quoted this from somebody. A lot of the institutions, especially with the jails, institutions, and places like that is a hidden place for, like, knowledge. I'm going to tell you, you'll be shocked. A lot of those crackheads, especially in VA, shit, they be more knowledgeable than the niggas as out there saying that they with. I'm being serious with you. You will know. And trust me, it's a shame. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's because, like I said, again, like I was telling you last show, because a lot of brothers who's in jail, you got time. You got time. You ain't got shit to do with that little ass cells. You're going to find time. That's why I said, again, I speak my experience. Like a brother told me again, that brother there who was enlightened me. Like you said, hey, man, this shit easy in here. You know, once I start learning, he's like, man, this easy in here because your temptations and trials ain't in here. He said, but when you get out there, that's what your challenge is going to be when you get back out in them streets. And he right, because a lot of brothers, man, get knowledge and shit. They get to read. They got a whole library in jail. But as soon as they get out, they throw them damn books in the corner somewhere. They gone right back out to the world, where the people say the world life. And that's how that is. But in there, they going to all the Muslim service, the law library. They doing all that shit. But as soon as they get back in that free world, everything they learn and this, that shit gone out the door. Unless, you know what I'm saying, some of them really just sick and tired of the bullshit that they lifestyle they was living. It's on the, you know, bro. But Alvin Mel, you know, brother, we're trying to get you some, brother, help you. Is it?
Yeah, because I meet people every day that can talk the talk. You know, but when I look at their labors, I see nothing. So I'm like, okay, he read a book. Cool. Next. Yeah, so you got to show and prove.
Yeah, so man.
And let me tell you something. To back up what I was saying, R.E.I., I'm going to tell you something. When I was practicing Islam, right, and I started to get into Islam, you know what's so funny? That I had one of my cousins. I got a couple of cousins that went to Philly, in Jersey, in New York. And I'm going to tell you something. The ones that did go up north, a lot of them were street motherfuckers, alcoholics, just straight up out there. You know, I would go to the mosque. You know, a lot of my black Muslim brothers, you know, in the Sunni mosque wouldn't even want to, you know, really study. They didn't want to sit down, have studied, you know, discussions, and that was fairly odd to me. But, you know, when I would reach out to a lot of those brothers that were related to me, that was in the streets, you know what's so crazy? They knew more about Islam, and they knew, I'm being sure, more about religion than a lot of the imams and rabbis and Hebrew brothers that I dealt with. And like I said, it's crazy. It's crazy. It is damn crazy.
All right, Dave, can we do like a little example right fast? Okay, you're in the barbershop. Like you said, you wear your kufi and, you know, you got all your Jewish paraphernalia on, right? Somebody one day come in, okay, now they see you represent, oh, they look like a Jew or Israel, right? So they come to you, hey, brother, can I ask you a question? You know, I see you look like you a Jew or Israel or whatnot. Hey, what's really going on in Israel with Israel and the Palestinians? Can you enlighten me, bro? Because, you know, I see you know, you're Jewish, you look Jewish or a Jew. Can you enlighten me? What would you give them? Now they want a conversation now. What would you give them?
Right. Well, okay. It's crazy you asked me about that, because I actually had one of it's crazy. Out of all my, you know, black clients, even the old heads, you know, talk this shit. I had a white, one of my white male clients that I cut ask me about that, because he knew that I'm a Hebrew, you know, I'm a Jew. And me and him actually got into a serious conversation. And I was he sort of asked that same question out of all my clients. And I was letting them know, I said, you know, when we're looking at Palestine and we're looking at you know, the Balfour Declaration. We're looking at Israel, the state that was, you know, started up in the 1940s. I don't tell them, I say, you know what's so fun? That, you know, you have a lot of, even with a lot of our black folks saying they signed with Palestine, but not knowing that when you're looking at a lot of the Palestinians that's on this stand with Palestine stuff, a lot of them brothers is, like I said, funded by the Muslims. And, but look, when you go back to who really had Palestine and Arabia, it was the Ethiopian Jews. You know, and we had a long discussion about Beta Israel and, you know, and of course he, you know, been all overseas to Egypt, and he was telling me about the, we were talking about the philosophers, and I was telling him, I said, Paran and all that shit was in Mount Paran, which is, you know, Arabia, and all that shit, that was ran by Ethiopian Hebrews. And we were, you know, out of all my clients, I'm being serious, me and him, you know, go like John Henry Clark and Bing Abignan back and forth about this, you know, and I was like, damn, he did it, you know. But a lot of my black clients, shit, they ask me about that, I let them know. Yeah, a lot of them, well, they still on that fuck whitey shit. And I'm like, well, look, if you look at the big picture, shit, that shit don't belong to the Muslims or the Jewish people over there. It belongs to Ethiopians in the Northern Africans. Shit, they don't want to hear that. Yeah, a lot of these, especially the older black clients I got, they still on this fuck the white man shit. And they don't want to see.
But
what
is the conflict? But what was the conflict really about, though? Now, we know who originally was, but like they're asking you, who was the conflict? What is really the problem? What is the conflict about? What's the problem?
See, when we're looking at, and for me, and when I look at Israel, and I look at the Israelis and the Arabs, and they fighting over, you know, little bullshit. My thing is, especially for people who just, oh, my God, especially the ones that, you know, oh, my God, see what's happening. That shit's been going on for years. We can go all in the Bible about Israelites, Ishmaelites. We can go back and forth with that stuff. They've been fighting over that land for years. Yeah, I'm being serious. It's been years. I read that. Even then, you know, destruction of black civilization from Babylon to Timbuktu. You read that with a lot of them books, man. Shit, they've been fighting over that shit since damn fucking before Count Basie was playing jazz. Shit, they were fighting over that back when Harriet Tubman was trying to free niggas over here. You know, so
that is really, really, really the deep-seated problem. So I'm trying to get to a point to see how much you've really been researching and staying up to par with what's going on. That's really what I'm asking. Do you get a people, see what your answer would be for the people? We understand they've been fighting conflict, but there's a point in time. Did you know where they were not fighting? They were living in peace and harmony with each other, the Jews, the Palestinians and stuff. They were living in peace and harmony before the Balfour Confederation. And stuff. See, what I'm getting to is, again, and why you're saying that a lot of people keep asking this question, why black people are getting concerned, because, okay, well, you got to ask. Well, you can't ask, but I can throw it out anyway. Ask Brother Malcolm, why was he concerned with Israel? Ask Peter Tosh. Ask, what's my brother's name? Nelson Mandela, the senior. Ask his son right now, why is he concerned? Ask Huey P. Newton. Why? Ask the Black Panther Party. Hell, the list goes on and on and on. Why were they speaking in representation or speaking about what was going on in Palestine? See, here's the thing, brother. That's why I'm saying we've got to see who's still being informed and not, you know, we're staying in foreign and can tell the people really why. Yes, it has something to do with land, but at the same time, it's about freedom from oppression. Freedom from oppression of what those Israeli government is doing to the people. Again, not only the Palestinians, because we got, you know, so-called Afro-Palestinians over there too, but it's freedom from oppression. And what we're looking at, how, and it goes back to what I said, how they did the so-called Native. What we're seeing that they're doing is the same bullshit that they did to the Native Americans over here, the Aboriginal people over here. Because you go again, America is linked with them. Notice why, that's why they support Israel like that, because same bullshit. But again, yeah, it's freedom from oppression. Again, because we talk about how they doing our brothers of Beta Israel. We talk about Memphis Police, the United States Police Department, how they treat brothers and sisters over here. Man, there's a documentary that can show you how they are doing the Ethiopian Jews the same fucking way. We think we got a problem over here. They got the same shit. They getting shot down in the fucking street in the same way over there in Israel. We know about our brothers and sisters in Dimona. So and even what they are doing, you know, we not Christians, but here on the tabernacle, but they're doing a lot of the how they treat motherfucking even with the Christian brothers and sisters, y'all out there in Christian, they got so called Christian want to support Israel. They like, man, y'all come over here. It's just that those same people over there, how they are oppressing a lot of people, like they cut the fucking water off, water, electricity, yeah, they cutting the food supplies off. Though, that's what people are talking about, how they are being oppressed. That's what them Palestinians been talking about the whole time. It ain't so much about the land, but how they were being oppressed by fucking Israel and how they've been treating them. And that's why you had Malcolm. And that's why I say when we are here in America, if we study like the Huey P. Newton was talking about, man, they had a saying. I forgot how damn I was going to try to say the saying. It slipped as soon as I was going to say it. It was about something about freedom. If we're not freedom somewhere, I forgot how the damn saying go. But they looked at how and why people were saying, why would they even get in? Because they were just looking at how, even though brothers and sisters was being oppressed over here, but they still was looking at, they didn't just like be selfish-ass people and like, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? They was looking at oppression all over the world, how oppression all over the world need to be eradicated, need to get rid of. Because it's the same fucking people that's really involved in this shit. Same people, yeah, that's involved. So they looked at, and that's why you, and we do have, because some people keep bringing this out, but they don't know the history. They not looking shit up. Again, not researching. You look at it, the Palestinians and so forth have been somewhat, to the best of their ability, trying to support what we have been going through over here in America. They have. Because people saying, well, why should we get involved in what they've getting in? They don't speak up for us. Because I said again, a lot of times we talk about how what we going through in America. You have more freedom and liberty, whether we know it or not, or acknowledge it or not, than some of them people have. See, some of them don't have the privilege to even be able to speak out about against what you're going through because of their government that shut them down from saying any fucking thing. So we can't, like I said, why we keep looking for saviors to save us when we ain't even trying to save our fucking selves in America? You know what I'm saying? But freedom, just because I know if I'm being oppressed, I don't want to see somebody else being a fucking oppressed. Even if they not saying nothing on what I'm going through, I know if I don't like it, I might still be in fucking slavery. He on the next plantation in slavery. Hell, I'm still going, hey, bro, man, fuck that, man. I don't like what y'all doing. I'm still going to say something. You know, regardless, I was in jail. I'm going to say, I get that from me. I'll go ahead because I heard it was this. When I was in jail, I spoke up for brothers in fucking jail. The officers one time was a dude who was a cook. We was in the kitchen cooking. And, you know, we had the music up. We playing music and shit. We was getting ready to change shift. They had the music loud as fuck one time, the first shift. We was the second shift. They had the music up so loud. One of the brothers, he cut the radio down. And the guy who he actually was a supervisor there, you know, a supervisor of the kitchen. He actually was, you know, worked for the correction center. And when the brother cut the radio down, man, the supervisor, man, snapped on bruh. And when he snapped on him, man, I don't know, but somebody just hit me, bro. I just snapped and got on the supervisor there. I said, hey, man, you're going to be talking to bro like that, man. So I just snapped like a motherfucker. So he took my ID, and he was finna write me and the brother up. But I snapped on that motherfucker. So I was like, man, fuck this shit. I don't give a fuck, man. You can write me up, man. You can send me to the hole. You do the fuck you want. I snapped on him, bro. Not even thinking about myself and me getting wrote up and can, you know what I'm saying, go to the board, what they were going to do. But anyway, he wrote me up and shit. Then later on, the officer, sergeant, and all of them came back to me and gave me my ID and shit. Like, hey, man, we ain't going to write you up, man. That was bullshit he did. They like, hey, man, appreciate you for standing up with you. Hey, hey, that was good. Are you standing up for it, bro? They said, you were right what you said. So I didn't give a fuck about myself getting wrote up, and then had to spend time, more time in jail. I just, and like I said, I wasn't trying to be no fucking superhero. It was just something. I didn't like what the fuck was happening. It's plenty of times I've done that. So sometimes, like I said again, bro, sometimes a lot of us, what they say, be the voice for the voiceless. It ain't like you try to be no hero. But this is what's going on with, like, you seeing why brothers and sisters speaking up against what's bad. It's about the oppression that these no-good motherfuckers is over in Israel, the Israeli government. And then, for the record, Netanyahu have been convicted of war crimes and a lot of other fucking crimes. But for some particular reason, this bastard still hadn't been arrested. It's on the record, y'all. Yeah. And now, and they have actually told the truth, y'all. They're telling it. Well, y'all got to look this up. How, I need to do a show on this one. How Hamas, as they call the terrorists, was actually created by fucking Israel. And I'm going to let Alpha Male come in on that one, y'all. Look, y'all, do your goddamn homework, y'all.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
So go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Do your thing.
That's the example of chickens coming home to roost. And check this out. Even in recent history, Israel was sterilizing all the black immigrants that came into Israel, all the black females.
Hold up, bro. Hold. Please help me. My bad, bro. My hearing aid went out on that one. Bro, could you please say that one more time, bro? They need to hear that one.
In recent history, no more than probably 3 years ago, Israel got busted sterilizing all the black African immigrants, female, coming into Israel.
Ain't nothing but the devil!
And without their knowledge. So,
there you go.
First of all, they said, well, if we got now, these were what you would call the original Hebrews, the black Hebrews. So they considered themselves Jews. So they felt like, okay, well, if we're Jews, we're going to Israel. So they forced Israel to let them in, but Israel, slick ass, would give them like a checkup and inject them drugs that would make them infertile.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, there's no love for Israel. Not that piece of dirt over there. And what a lot of people don't know, the apartheid in South Africa, these are the same people. These are the same people that Winnie Mandela was up against. You know? Yeah, so they like, you know, a lot of people forget everywhere they go, it's about oppression and murder and genocide, you know, and it don't have to be that way, you know.
Yes,
you know, so and like you said before, all financed by the good old piece of shit USA.
Yep.
And people always wonder where they're getting all this money from. They're getting all this money from your trust, from your bond, from your birth certificate.
Yes, sir. And like you said, it's gonna be like Kanye West, y'all. Everybody who say they Jews is a certain particular branch group of so-called people who are saying they're Jews. And the majority of them, that's actually, when you look it up, is Ashkenazis, who basically, y'all go back, take y'all back to Ukraine. It's no surprise why they funding Ukraine, because Ashkenazi is from Ukraine and all that shit. And then the majority, there's the Jewish group that's in America, what we say on the European side, just so happen to be here in America, is Ashkenazi. So this is why that whole big link, again, with the deal of Ashkenazi. So it's different various groups, because, again, we have to say this now. We can't say it's also called Jews, because, again, I tell you, there's a, I can't think of the actual name, but they call them the ultra-Orthodox Jews. They against the state of Israel. So we're not saying that all Jews, or y'all ain't going to come over that book, because, number one, we say we Jews anyway. So y'all can't pull that poor fucking card. But again, this is why we're speaking out against what's going on with Israel, because of what's going on. And like you said, bro, and as Grigio brought that again, I couldn't think about it. That's why her son, Nelson Mandela, went in, his son is linking it up with the, and been talking about that apartheid. So it's some deep history, brother. That's why we have to be informed on what's going on. So we just can't, it ain't no Arab Muslim thing. It ain't no, really no Jew thing. It's an oppression thing. A wrong fucking thing. That's still what it is. It ain't got nothing, no religious war. Don't let them fool y'all with that bullshit. It ain't no religious war. Don't let them fool y'all with that shit. It's an oppression war.
Because and don't think for 1 minute that the Nazis lost the war. can you spell Ashkenazi?
Damn.
Nazis in the name, baby.
Oscar, goddamn Nazi, goddamn. Oh yeah, that would be.
He getting deep.
Yes, sir. I hear you, Dave. Goddamn, Oscar Nazi. You broke that down. Hey, I think about that one. Damn. And they said Hitler was a Jew, didn't he? A Hungarian Jew, wasn't he?
Hey, his mother was a Jew.
Hey. Ain't that a bitch? But he hated Jews. Hmm.
Hey, let me push this out there, too. Now, I know, I understand that. I've heard all that stuff before. But when we're looking at, even when we're looking at the Arab leagues, and I was talking about this with a brother a couple of months ago, a brother who, you know, travels back and forth over there. You know, I was saying how even when we're looking at, like, okay, Islam, right? And we're looking at the origins of all this stuff. When we're looking at even, okay, like even with over there, when we talk about Palestine and we talk about North Africa, you're looking at Arabia. Okay, look at the foundation of a lot of the leaders. Like for instance, Muammar Gaddafi was from Libya, right? Now, he talked all the shit he wanted, and he pushed all that money for Farrakhan to say all this shit back in the late 80s and 90s. But listen, y'all want to talk about Jews? But Muammar Gaddafi was Jewish, too. Like, his family was from a part in Libya where it's just Jewish territory on his mama's side. Mm-hmm. Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. But, David, here's something you're missing, though, Doc. You're missing something. We understand. That's why I made it clear. It's just... And here's something with the ultra-Orthodox Jews, and I keep saying this, they keep on saying, a lot of them people that's in Israel who's basically running this shit, they're really not Jewish. They're basically hiding under the banner of the Jewish name or heritage. They're really not fucking Jews. They're really not. They are called Zionists. I just seen something, they got called Christian Zionists. They're really not, bruh. They're really not fucking Jews. So again, I understand you got this thing with the Arab situation. So, but bro, we talking about what's right and what's wrong. We understand about the Arab slave trade. We understand about all that shit what them Arabs did to us. Wrong is fucking wrong. That's what we talk about. What's wrong is wrong. I don't give a fuck what your religious preference is. I don't give a fuck what you claim you are. Wrong is wrong, regardless. And me, and this is just me personally. I'm gonna put this on me personally. That's why I don't give a, if I'm saying I'm Jewish, I'm not going to speak up for you and hide shit because I say I'm Jewish or say I study Israel. And it, because it make me seem real disingenuous. I ain't going to say shit against Israel because I say I study Torah or I say I'm a Jew. That's real disingenuous. So it's like I'm guilty of bombing them children and doing the same fucking thing. I'm going to speak against that bullshit. And that's why you see the ultra-Orthodox Jews out there marching with the Palestinians. They got Palestinian flags and every fucking thing out there marching with the people. They saying that shit is wrong. That's what it's about. Motherfuck the state of Israel. You hear me? I said motherfuck the state of Israel. Loud and motherfucking clear. Because what you doing to people, that shit ain't right. I don't give a fuck about them being no Arabs. Because, again, look what you fucking doing to the Africans over there. Look what you've been doing. After me, I talk about how they sterilize. I would not stand and take up for fucking Israel. Fuck them. Like after me, I said, they're a bunch of motherfucking rocks. I don't want to go to Israel motherfucking anyway. For what? I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there and say, y'all, well, we can't wait back till we go back to the land. Go back to the land for what? Y'all even understand the Bible. Y'all motherfuckers ain't told you here in America you going back to no goddamn Israel. That shit was written, man, way back when for those people way back then. Y'all still sitting around here talking about you can't wait till the Lord send you back to Israel. Y'all crazy as a motherfucker.
Hey, can I add something to that?
Yes, sir, brother. Let me slow down, man. I need me a stiff drink. Yeah. Right.
Let me have a little bit, Red. Let me have a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, sir.
Now, even knowing that all your politicians, before they can take office, have to pledge an oath to Israel in writing. Now, what does that say about the story you're going to get? You'll never get the truth. You'll never get what Sunray's telling you right now. You're going to hear some bullshit, some, well, you know this, that, and the other. But every one of your politicians is a foreign agent for Israel.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you can hit people with that. They don't know that shit. That's you know, right. So who's responsible for the genocide that's happening right now? All your fucking politicians, your country, your president, they just as guilty as Israel.
Mm-hmm. And even, I can throw this at this, and even with the fucking Republican Party, I can't think of his name right now. They talking about messing with, goddammit, Iran.
Yep. They've been trying to find a backdoor into
Lindsey Graham. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Lindsey Graham. That's his name. Yep.
They call him what do they call him, a 6-foot faggot or something like that?
Damn, I ain't know that one, but yeah. Yeah, they just made threats to Iran. So yeah,
yep.
you gotta be aware of what the fuck going on, man. We gotta be what they talk about called geopolitics. We have to be aware of what's going on because again, it's gonna affect you. Let the motherfucker start up a war. You got to pay attention. They might start a fucking draft. They had a black dude, what was his name, Bobby Rush, was talking about that time, not the singer Bobby Rush, y'all. He was a representative, talking about getting the draft back because y'all have paid attention. They've been talking about how a lot of people been leaving the military and people not reenlisting. So they've been talking about maybe how to start up a draft. So your little young brothers and sisters out here, they gonna snap. I mean, it might not. You never know. They might not talk just your young brother, so they might snatch up any goddamn body. We don't know.
Yep, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
They're talking about women. Women, sure. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. They gonna give you some shit and tell you go kill.
Yes, sir. Get your ass a 22. What they got? A 22 and 2 bullets, and take your ass on.
Yeah, and what's even worse, think about this. We no longer have a military. We're out poking the bear. Yes, sir. That bear is going to come here soon.
Yes, sir.
Because everything's gone. You got all your forces out somewhere else doing dumb shit that don't even benefit your house. Now your house is wide the fuck open. So I'm telling all y'all now, with all this immigration, you better get your trigger finger strong because some shit about to go down.
Man, and the borders are wide open. Now, that's one thing I take out of the Republic. They talk about how them borders are wide open. I just seen something. They got Chinese, as they say, migrants, came through. I don't know how the hell they got that far. Was coming up through, they said, the Panama Canal. They're on their way coming to America. Big caravans. These goddamn Democrats don't open the door wide open for everything.
All military age.
Mm-hmm. And like they saying, you don't know what terrorist cell that's here in America. Hell, they've been bringing people in. They brought the Ukrainians in here to America. Had a lot of them. I remember they talked about a lot of them was in Nashville.
Yeah,
you don't know who these people are. What do you say, Brother V?
I said, you're right. Yeah, especially with the immigration, you got Russians coming in, Koreans. It's a free-for-all, man. It's crazy.
Yes, sir. It's going down. And then they these dumbass talking about taking your guns.
Exactly. Well, it's going to be like that movie. What's that? Red Dawn. I see it, man. Yeah. Red Dawn all day.
Red Dawn. You ever see like China this. Day? I mean, Dragon Day.
Yeah,
Pete,
you talking about the Asians, the Chinese? Yeah, I heard about that.
The Chinese took over America, and how they took over this motherfucker. They shut down all, like Israel shut down all the water supply. They shut down all the electricity and computers and everything. And notice they make all the computer chips and shit to be able to do it. Don't China make all the computer chips and shit? So hey, there you go.
But listen, this is something I was talking to one of my clients about a lot, and this is real shit. I was talking to one of my clients about this, the app called Temu. You ever heard of that? T-E-M-U?
I think I have. Yeah.
That's okay. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm one of these guys to where I've actually bought shit off Temu. I bought a shaver for my job, you know, because, you know, all my clients, I like to make sure some of them get a nice shave, some of my clients, you know, with, like, the shaver on the neck. So, I bought a shaver off Temu, and you know I was talking to a guy about that. And he said, "You actually trust, you know, Temu?" And I said, "Well, you know, when I got the shaver off, you know, Temu, and a couple of other things, you know." For me, you know, I look at stuff like eBay, and I used to, you know, buy shit off of what you call that one shop. It was another one, Alibaba, AliExpress, because, a lot of shit that we get over here, like especially when I was practicing Islam, a lot of stuff, like especially with, you know, like garments, like the fabrics, like, for like the scarves, and I used to be into that type of shit when I was practicing Islam, selling a lot of that type of shit. A lot of that shit's cheaper to get overseas, but there's one catch. When I started to get into like the wholesale and with AliExpress, and it's funny you mentioned that about the Chinese and the dragon, because, you know, I was kind of going into that with my client because, you know, some of my clients know, you know, I let them know I done studied, you know, Islam, Hebrew, Israelite, you know, a lot of shit. So, you know, I was telling him, I said, when I was practicing Islam, and, you know, we had, you know, one, you know, company that was kind of like Temu, where shit was cheap. That was AliExpress. That came out around 2000, 1999, 2000, where it was like on like the big dinosaur computers. So I started to, you know, like order shit in bulk, you know, trying to, because, you know, at one time I wanted to get into opening like a beauty supply store, you know, because like I said, a lot of stores in America, as we know, and Alpha Man, I know you, you know, you don't want to hear this. You probably don't want to hear this because a lot of my black clients don't like this conversation. But a lot of black cosmetologists, black barbers, when it comes time for getting a coalition to start black beauty and black barber supplies stores, in which I ran into the same problem when I was trying to start something. When you say who you are and they see your name, they don't want to sell to you. They act like they ain't got shit in stock. Like, so when I, you know, saw the app, Temu, you know, I trust that. I said, okay, I'm going to give it a, you know, try, because I looked at it, it's kind of like eBay. It kept popping up on my phone. But a lot of that shit, these are Chinese that do commerce with other countries. You know, like on the back of some of the products I ordered, everything is like in Chinese, Taiwan. Like, for instance, Andy's Tea Outliners, right, which is something any barber out here know, they love, right? Old school classic. I love Andy's Tea Outliners. Okay, they have, okay, Andy's, right, American-owned company. I love Andy's, love Walls. They actually, when you look at the Temu site, and you, a lot of those products are pretty much the same replicas of the shit like the Andy's Tea Outliners, the Walls Designers. They got a company, a Japanese company called K-Mate. Anybody who's a black barber, black cosmetologist, some of y'all know about Gamma, K-Mate, it's K-E-M-E-I. When you look up those products, these are products that they sell, guess what? They replicas of the shit that's made over here. And say they making it so good on Temu that, okay, if you try to get into wholesale yourself as American, they won't sell to your ass. They won't sell to your ass. I'm being serious. Like, for instance, if I want to, like, be a wholesale for Andy's Walls, which I reached out to them. One lady said, with my knowledge that I have, she will put me on the list to, you know, become like a person to test out some of the products and let them know my honest opinion. She said that, you know, I was telling her, I said, you know, a lot of y'all products, if you look at the site like the Kamei, they replicas of your products made in Asian countries, and they work better. They work better. I'm being serious. I had a pair of Kamei outliners. The battery might have died, but guess what? Them motherfucking line better than the Andy's Tea outliners. Fresh out the damn package.
Yes, sir.
And all right, bro,
we got about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes. Right, go ahead, Brother Alphamil.
Yeah. When was the first mention of a so-called Jew mentioned in the Torah?
Genesis, the 14th chapter, 13th verse. It says Abraham the Ivri. Ivri is pretty much the Yiddish way of saying Hebrew.
Now he said Jew.
And,
yeah, I said Jew. I know where Hebrew appears.
You said
you
Jew.
Don't.
Let me look that up on my
You don't see Jew in well, that the word.
Well, if you get out toward like I read the Stone Edition, that shit's all in that motherfucker. Like, but like I said, we don't, you know, with the Holy Scriptures and Alpha Male Men, More REI, we debated on this shit back and forth. We don't see too many Tanakh only brothers besides the Hallelujah Scriptures trying to redo the damn Tanakh. They ain't trying to do it.
So it's not in the Tanakh.
Well, it's in there.
And the Stone Edition, it is.
Well, yeah, that's because they translated it like that. King James, I think, had it in there one time somewhere. But actually, see, because we're reading it in English, you really, truly, you wouldn't find the word Jew, point blank, period. It would have like Yahuda, something like that in there. It wouldn't actually be Jew. But that's the New Testament is shit, it's all in the so-called New Testament. Yeah, but they actually, because actually you would have been at, because see, this would be getting me too. I heard Jews say Abraham was the first Jew. I'm like, what? So how the fuck Abraham was the first Jew? And then the word, because the term came from Jew. When they said Jew, it was talking about the tribe of Judah. That's where the term supposed to came from. So I'm like, how the hell was Abraham the first Jew when the word as that we're using it, or Yahuda or Judah, came way after Abraham? So how was he the goddamn first Jew? Shit, I tell you, you gotta watch the three card Monty, whatever they call that damn thing.
He's
the first Jew.
Hey, but Alpha Male, I'm letting you know, like, even like, okay, with the conversation, like what you just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with the Hallelujah Scriptures, you know it has like, and me and Morey, I talk about this shit all the time.
Hold on,
we
hold
look
on.
At
what are the Hallelujah Scriptures?
Yeah, obviously, I don't think I'm familiar know what that is.
No,
that's okay. The Hallelujah Scriptures was like the only black Hebrew for black Hebrews. Have translated their own version of what they call their way of having a Bible. You know, like for instance. Yeah.
I don't mean to cut y'all though, but the black community didn't do the Hallelujah Scriptures. They didn't come up with that. These were actually I don't know if it was European Jews or somebody else. I think the places in Africa who print these, but it wasn't the Hebrew like Israelite. There's some people who did it. Now what they actually doing, Hallelujah Scriptures is a Bible that they go back and see. This is where we got Hebrew. People be talking about Hebrew. Most of this Hebrew you got is mostly modern Hebrew, which is European Hebrew. I'm just going to flat out say it. From the Europeans, the language, because they said it's a dude, I forgot what century, but this whole, the new alphabet, this Hebrew alphabet they got, this was from the Europeans created this new alphabet. When you go back and you look up Paleo-Hebrew, what they call Paleo-Hebrew, and now people saying they came from the Hebrews like Lashuan Kadash. But look up Paleo-Hebrew. It take you way back to the Canaanite. Some people say the Canaanite script, ancient Phoenician scripts. And this is what the Hallelujah Scriptures is predicated on. Go back to what they call the Paleo-Hebrew. That's what it actually says, the Paleo-Hebrew. That's what it actually is. It goes, like, even with they Bible, because I have one. I actually like the translation. A lot of these Bibles now, some of them doing, what they're doing is they are trying to get away from, as they say, pagan names. or they trying to get it like, because King James them use the word Lord. They replace the word like Yahweh, or it's actually wasn't even Yahweh. This is how we pronounce it. It would be what they call the tetragrammaton, which you would see the four letters, consonants, or syllables, whatever they call them. YHWH. That's all you would see. Well, we say Yad Heat Wad Heat. That's it. It wasn't. And when we say Yahweh Yahweh, that's just how we putting vowels in it to try to pronunciate it. But it was a tetragrammaton. So, but anyway, so when you see some of these things they call now, they are called sacred name Bibles. They getting away and taking all of that stuff that a lot of the Jews did this too. Now, just not Christians, because that's why they say, like Jews say, you can't say the name of the Most High, so they won't say it because they mistranslate saying taking the name of the Most High in vain. So they say you can't pronounce his name. That's not what that scripture is actually saying by you can't you taking his name in vain. You can't. That's not it. It's just like, and I don't know how this is a hell of an analogy, but when somebody's doing a porn tape and then a woman be hollering, oh my God, you know, oh Yahweh, in the middle of having porn. Now you hell no, you can't do that. That's it. So that's what it was. It didn't say you cannot say his name, because it's all through the Tanakh. It says, like it says, those who are called by my name. So how can you be called by his name if you don't even know his name? And there's several places we say, call my name, so-and-so. So the Jews put that shit out there you can't say. So they'll say Hashem. Hashem means the name. Who the fuck is the name? If I call, if I disrespect you, instead of saying, Brother Alpha Male, hey, the name, you might cuss my ass out. Man, you know my goddamn name. Call your mama, go to your mom and daddy, call them the name, or call it by their first name. They'll go off on your ass. But anyway, the point right fast. It's just like they have put in here, instead of having the word God, they have put the word Elohim, or they have instead of the word Lord and Hallelujah scriptures and things. And what I got plenty of like that. They got another one called the scriptures. They're putting the Hebrew name back in there, and they'll put like the tetragrammaton, the four letters. They won't put the word Lord. They'll just put the paleo. They're going back to the paleo Hebrew, which gives you back somewhat of the original meaning. And they say Moses them actually spoke. They're going back to the so-called, try to go back to the original language. Not this modern Hebrew, which is basically like some Yiddish and Hebrew. And a little German all mixed in. Those, the new Hebrew is really European Hebrew. That's why most of theirs have V's and all that shit in it. That's European shit.
Hey, one thing now I say, Aria, just look at it. Okay, we get brothers who say they have La Shawan Kadash. Like, I studied some of that La Shawan Kadash.
What is La Shawan Kadash?
The La Shawan Kadash, right, is pretty much the what they call the Paleo Hebrew, the father tongue of what, you know. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Aria. When you deal with, like, a lot of Israelite brothers that study this, and even, you know, I know you were the former Nawabi. You know, you get into language, and we talked about this before. You talk to we talked about what's going on in Israel. Okay, if you say you ain't going to Israel, right? But me and you having a conversation as Hebrews, most of those brothers in a lot of these congregations, you can say the history behind the language. Them brothers can't hold no long, foreign-ass conversation in no Paleo Hebrew. Them brothers, like, and I remember sending you the dictionary that I had when I studied some of that shit. Man, them brothers ain't, they know words, they got Hebrew, Paleo Hebrew name, but them brothers ain't walking around talking about some, they might say Shalom, they might say all that, but ask them if a person who know like Paleo Hebrew, ask them to go and teach you like the sentences. Like I had a Hebrew travel like not dictionary, but like a pocket phrase book. And I'm gonna tell you something. You ask some of these brothers talk about they know Paleo Hebrew that's teaching this shit. Tell them to come up with some of these pocket dictionaries where they can teach brothers sentences and we can talk to each other and have a full-blown conversation in Paleo Hebrew. I'm going to tell you something. Them motherfuckers ain't going to do it.
They probably
they ain't going to do it.
Because I'm going to tell you something. You mentioned something about because I got a Paleo Hebrew dictionary right here, name dictionary with it in there. All you gotta do is like when you start learning the words and putting it together, there's something that had to be practiced. Now I bet you now if we lived in a community, it's like Nawabi. Now I said like Nawabi. Now I didn't learn Nawabi. Like you said, I learned certain phrases. I didn't learn the whole of conversations. But you have Nawabians. Now Dr. York said that he created it like, but you got some Nawabians. Can have whole goddamn conversations in Nawabi. And I just learned a few phrases like Rahubak mean, you know, greetings, Wadu, Tawadada, Tawadada, I mean, thank you. No, I'm saying that hell, I'm saying Hebrew. Tut Untuk is different. One of them male, one of them female. So I still know that. Damn, I ain't said it in so long. I still got my books, though. But a lot of it, bro, what we're saying is we're trying to, if you saying that those people are the fake Jews, and you saying you the original, and we understand this language that the new Hebrew is what they constructed under Judaism, and we keep saying, well, we the original, so we're trying to go back and find our original mother tongue. Like College said, we lost our land, and we lost our language. Our four ways are more what y'all understand. Remember what he said. So, brother, we're trying to go back to what our ancestors, because they'll show you and say those stone tablets that Moses had, it had on that Paleo Hebrew. It wasn't no modern Hebrew. So we're trying to find that original tongue again as we get back to our way. It's like people saying we're trying to find our identity. So even trying to go back into the Paleo Hebrew, that was something we might say that our ancestors spoke, whether it was ancient Canaanite or whatever, because Canaanites were black too, in the Canaan land. That's why the Moors will tell you about Canaan land, the Moabites, when you look at they, well, they'll tell you, you're into that. But this is that I find, because they'll tell you that's actually was biblical Hebrew. Not that stuff they have today, that's not biblical Hebrew. They trying to tell you that, but that's not. So I find nothing wrong with Paleo Hebrew. Hell, I actually liked it because it's easy, because even though it's easier even to learn it, actually. But, see, by saying holding conversations, that would be something that has to be learned, because, again, Brother Jay, you got to understand, most of us, we've been born here in America, so we're born with this English tongue. That would be something we would basically have to learn again. It could be done like brothers are doing it. I've heard, like, say, you know, when certain Captain Zariak them be trying to do it. It's something we make learn. I can't knock them. It's something we got to learn, bro. We lost that shit, bro. So it's going to take time for us to relearn it all over again.
But, brothers, I appreciate the knowledge. I got to get out of here.